crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're already 3 hours into the special 40-hour global live transmission. Yes, it's Clown World 2 tonight and tomorrow. Live coverage of the Democrat debates out of the once great city of Detroit, Michigan, now totally destroyed and infested by literal rats. And corruption collapsing into the crime wave of leftist big government union control. Oh, but if you criticize that, you're a racist if you try to clean up cities and get investment into them like President Trump has done, because the Democrats have a stranglehold on these inner cities and poor areas, whether you be white or black or Hispanic or whatever, and they have a system of control. And then they invite in all the freeloaders, and then people give the homeless all the money so they can live under bridges and inject heroin all day. 500, 600 yards from where I sit are a bunch of white homeless people, demonic, nasty cretins with their fancy outfits on and all the money that leftists are handing them out the windows of their cars. They're vomiting in the street, flipping people off that don't give them money. And there's black homeless that act just like it. And I can't stand them, whether they're white or black. They make me sick. But most of the people in places like Baltimore and most of the people in places like the bad areas of Chicago, the South Side or South Side of Dallas, they're there for poverty and they want out of it and they are begging for real help. But these Democrat-run cities will not bring the help because they control it and they control the welfare and they suck the money out and they skim off the top. And the Democrats are famous for this, whether they be white Democrats, whether they be black Democrats. This is how the scam works. And Trump is calling it out and being called a racist for it. It just shows that's all they've got. Russiagate's totally fake. So now all they've got is Donald Trump's a racist because he's the guy that 45 years ago bought up fancy golf clubs that were all falling apart because the old rich white people that owned them wouldn't let anybody who wasn't white or even a WASP into them. And he could buy them up cheap, open them up to everybody, and boom, make 10 times the money. Yeah, Trump's not a racist, but he is against people that are trying to undermine this country, like the Chi-Coms, who are extremely racist. It's just amazing. But listen, there is so much to get to today. It makes my head spin how much we're going to be going over here. And believe me, this is going to be a worldwide broadcast that nobody's going to want to miss. Gavin McInnes is going to be joining us in the second hour. Robert Barnes is here in Austin. He's going to be co-hosting in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson is in the fourth hour. We've got a bunch of other special guests throughout the evening and throughout tomorrow. And we've got our reporters, Millie Weaver. We've got our great reporter, Caitlin Bennett, and her team are in Detroit, Michigan. They're going to be giving us live feeds coming up today and tonight, before and after, talking to folks unfiltered in the streets. They were getting lieutenant governors and of California, you name it, attorney generals on video last time we did the live coverage from Florida, from Miami. So it's going to be coverage you don't get anywhere else, censored coverage. And if the TV viewers and radio listeners will help engage in activism against the globalists, it's going to be amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That's Infowars.com/show, where you can share that link to this live 40-hour special broadcast. But if you want to get past the censors at Twitter and Facebook that have flagged Infowars to block it, use clownworld.us. And people aren't having problems with that, and it's getting past the shadow banners. So it's fun to be part of the war. Clownworld.us has the big live feed today for the next 40 hours up there, and it's got the last debates there as well. So clownworld.us, clownworld.us, please share that link. Now, we're going to go to break for 60 seconds. When we come back, we are going to launch into the giant developments on so many fronts. Trump's powerful press conference this morning as he boarded Marine One, and just the insanity of the left going full commie, full race war. It is all about to unfold on this July 30th, 2019 kickoff of Clown World.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am wound up. The quickening is here. It is insane. Think about how everything that we've pioneered here on this broadcast is now out in the open, is now confirmed, is now in everybody's face. Total world government is openly being announced. Animal-human clones, they're now admitting, are walking around. There is a planetary operation to reduce the human population by at least 90%. There is a total war on Christians going on a planetary scale. Massive, giant pedophile rings with the exact people I implicated 10 years ago with precisely what they were doing is also now coming out. But when I walk down the street, leftists point at me and they go, oh, where are the animal-human clones? Oh, where are the pedophiles, Alex? Fake news. Yeah, well, doesn't work anymore. Here's Yahoo News, AP, Times of London. They're all reporting, ladies and gentlemen, that animal-human hybrids to be developed in Japan after ban controversy lifted, London Independent. Ladies and gentlemen, Hitler was able to clone rabbits. That was declassified in the 1960s. Hitler was able to clone rabbits, okay? And then jets as well and atomic weapons, but the U.S. and the British went in and blew up his underground nuke facilities repeatedly. It's all the stuff people forget about World War II. Imagine how much more advanced things are today, okay? They had animal-human hybrids. In the 1980s, it was admitted in scientific journals that I read on air in 1996. So there is an advanced future already taking place. There is already an advanced civilization. There is already a breakaway civilization, and it doesn't want the rest of us to be part of it. And so they need world government in place to keep other countries and other groups from developing technologies that have already been developed. People like Bill Gates are fronts for IBM and a huge Manhattan project of technocracy, which is to be a breakaway civilization. They made the decision to merge humans with machines because the globalists want to basically merge with silicon so they, quote, don't die. And they're going to use us as the guinea pigs in mass rollouts of this, but we'll be given the Trojan horse jacked systems. Now, the first clip I'm going to go to before I get into all this news today is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and it's right dead center in the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. It's a Newswars.com article, and it's just a short two-minute video clip out of the live show a few days ago last week where I simply asked the question, what's wrong with big tech's eyes? Because they're under white lights, lights are in their faces, and they've got pupils that you only have when you are in starlight. When the moon's out, your eyes aren't dilated like that. And if your eyes are dilated like that and you're out walking around, you will burn out your corneas in a matter of hours. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen people on three hits of acid before. And their eyes don't get half that big. I've seen people on ecstasy. They don't get half that big. I've seen people literally at raves I went to in college who were taking LSD with peyote, you name it. It doesn't do that. It only gets half that dilated. The police, when they pull you over, shine a light in your eyes. Why do they do that? Because they train to know when you're on serious hallucinogens and some narcotics to do that. Tim Cook and all these guys have eyes so dilated that it would kill most people to have him that big. You'd be on so many drugs. When he's before Congress, when he is in testimony in China, when he is on TV at Grand Central Station with lights in his face glaring, you can't even see his irises. This guy is on super hardcore drugs, or he's already had wires put in his brain, which is the end game goal of all of these people. The only one I've seen that doesn't have eyes like this is Bill Gates. So we need to think about the big picture here. Trump talked about secret technologies, advanced technologies, that the secrets of the universe that are already being discovered. He now is getting briefed on all this. That's why they're panicking and freaked out. And Trump wants to roll more of these out. They're keeping a lot of the projects secret from him. That's why they try to keep him isolated at the White House. That's why they're calling it an emergency that he's in there. First thing he did was say, hey, the average drug takes 5 years to approve, many of them 10 years. We're going to lift that for people that are already terminal or people that sign waivers. That's totally reasonable. That's a libertarian deal. The left didn't want that because there's a bunch of treatments and things that are basically cures that do work that the medical system has, but they're called disruptive technologies. And the life expectancy in the West is actually dropping. And our fertility is down 90%. Because they don't want us to have a future, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know exactly what's going on with these guys, but Elon Musk is on TV saying, I used to think we could resist the AI takeover, but now we're going to merge with it, put electrodes in your brain. Starting next year, we're going to have kiosks at malls. You're going to come get your wires put into your brain. It'll be so trendy, and you won't be able to buy or sell in the future unless you have it, so everyone's going to have to accept this. He says all the classic biblical arguments, but for it. And he says that, you know, you're going to merge with it and you're not going to be able to help it. And that's the way it is. And all three of the people he had during the 30-something minute presentation had giant pupils and were sweating profusely, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Think about that. And so Matt Drudge, I'm very thankful it's linking to a lot of our special reports that we host on our own site, Infowars.com, because we're banned everywhere else. We host our own sites, and they're trying to take those down. I just wish it was getting as much attention as it does when it goes on Drudge, the biggest news site in the world, that we would even have a bigger report that goes through all the scientific evidence and their admissions they're taking microdoses of drugs every day and doing all this. But it's like my message to the president that I know got to the president because Drudge linked to it. I wish I would have added how, you know, there's a deep state in control of big tech and how that's another reason the president really needs to act and how foreign powers are working with big tech. But still, the message got to the president. So thank you, Matt Drudge. Here is the censored report on what's going on with big tech's eyes. Here it is. You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book or 1949 book. I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. Beware the Elons and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun. Wonder what he knew. When I watched his promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating. Their eyes are like lit up. Like, I mean, they look nuts. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? I've seen people take like three hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. What the hell are they on? And one of the crew members said, maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink wires hooked in their brain. Because as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in. But no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here and you look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives when they're up there on that stage, they'll be under white lights. Their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people either have brain chips. That's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. I'm in here underneath bright lights and my pupils are very little. Now, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny. Because I'm not on drugs. I've had two cups of coffee today. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? My pupils are little. They're supposed to close. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. These are drug addicts, and they want the hit of wires in their brains, and all of them have got those giant pupils because they've been there, and they ain't coming back. That's what happens when you die. Your pupils open up. And these guys are on hardcore drugs, and I guarantee it's going to come out. They've got brain implants. Guaranteed. All right. planet as the life force of humanity begins to awaken. And if you can see the anger in the forces of Satan, the globalists, and how upset they are, it's because they can feel the life force and the destiny, and they know they're going to lose, and they know their world government's going to fail. But they want to take as many of us as they can with them. Let me just give you a smattering of what's coming up. Again, we are 3 hours and 21 minutes into a 40-hour live global transmission. It'll be a few hours overnight from, like, you know, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. or whatever, where we run best of from the day and special reports and things. But we're going to have everybody here from Gavin McGinnis to Paul Joseph Watson to you name it, and our reporters on the ground at the debates in Detroit. So that is all coming up tonight right through until Thursday at 6 o'clock when the war room ends. So we're going to be here right through, ladies and gentlemen, almost 48 hours, 40 hours of global live transmissions. Now, that said, we don't want to preach to the choir here. And so it is essential, it is critical, it is paramount that all of you who are awesome remember that this is not a spectator sport, that word of mouth and human intelligence and human action in the third dimension, but also in cyberspace, can break people out of the digital gulags that are Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and the whole Google system that's working with the Chi-Coms to suppress their population. And there's something really important I want to announce, but I'm not going to do it until the start of the next segment, because I was running around managing things during the break. One reason I'm sweating again, running around between this building and the other and having a great time, you know, getting stuff together. But then I get back on air, literally running in here as the music starts. And what I want to say is so important and so true. I want to be able to meditate or cogitate on it for a few minutes during this next break before I come on air and talk about it, because it's just such incredibly good news. But with the good news comes the bad news, that when you knock the globalist upside the head, knock a couple of teeth out, they're going to come back up with a big old dagger in their hand for your guts and for my guts. So let's not lie to ourselves that there's not going to be some real pain in all this process. Let me tell you about some of what's coming up here today. And again, I'm not bragging, but the Democrats want us off air because 9 times out of 10, we're the first to report something. I told you 2 years ago that we infiltrated Antifa here in Austin. And I'm going to leave it at that. We recorded them, everything. And then I met with law enforcement who came to us. They knew we were there. I didn't know they were there. And they filled us in on it, the Communist Party Chinese at UT through the Confucian Club are funding and running Antifa. And there are UT board members at these meetings. By the way, these are public. They don't announce them, but you can go into these. You notice about a year after I told you that, the Homeland Security got involved and the UT suspended the Confucian Club. Now, that was not our investigation. The state police and the U.S. Army were already in the meetings. And then they were obviously tracking everybody that attended, and then I got a visit saying, you know, you're welcome to come to these events or whatever, but you need to know we're already watching them. So, that's what's going on here. I also had other military folks give me briefings on the child kidnapping rings and operations going on a few months after that. And I'm not tooting horns here. It's that you need to understand we're not making this stuff up. Because now, look at the news. Trump's looking at declaring Antifa a terrorist organization. Why is that? Well, here's the definition of terrorism. Terrorism is the systematic use of violence to create a general climate of fear in a population and hereby and thereby bring about a particular political objective. Terrorism has been practiced by political organizations with both rightist and leftist objectives, by nationalistic and religious groups, by revolutionaries, and even by state institutions such as armies, intelligence agencies, and police. Now, we learned 2 years ago that Antifa was preparing to target people's homes during an uprising and kill conservative, nationalist, government officials, law enforcement personnel, leadership, and talk show host. You've now seen them go to the houses. You've seen them say, next we're going to come to your house and kill you. Tomorrow's news today. We're not just saying all this. What did Lester Holt and all them get so freaked out about and say, we've got to ban Alex Jones off Twitter last year, about a month after I got banned off everything else? They said, Alex Jones says, get battle rifles and go kill the media. Never said that. It's made up. It was an emergency message to the president that they knew the president had actually watched. He watched it, actually got word that night and watched it. He says, when he's got messages, try to get them to me. And they were shaking all over the national news, every channel. Interviewing the head of Twitter saying he's coming to kill us. No, wait, because a lot of the media dresses up at night as Antifa. So I didn't say go out and kill the media. I said, if Antifa comes to your house, you need to be ready. You need to have your battle rifle ready. Because if they start trying to come in your house, they've said they're coming to kill you. Totally legal, totally lawful. We also then learned they're planning to kill Border Patrol agents. And that's come out. Well, now Antifa group plans border resistance tour to subvert immigration enforcement. Coalition of leftists and Antifa, all funded by George Soros' son. We got the secret documents. Link groups are planning a new 10-day tour meant to directly challenge immigration law enforcement at the U.S.-Mexico border and throughout the homeland. So that's an internal group trying to break the borders with the U.N. funding, the refugee centers, and the invasion force. The Democrats say it didn't exist, so we wouldn't get border funding. Wouldn't even have the facilities. Breaking down the courts, breaking down everything. And now they're like, oh, it is a crisis, and it's Trump's fault. While they now send their paramilitary down to the border and take over ICE facilities and run up Mexican flags. That was the Aurora City Council leading a group of mainly white people and a bunch of illegal aliens to cheer and yell and pull down the American flag and run up the Mexican flag. This is the operating system. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. So that's one of the big news items that I pretty much just covered. But this is a big deal. And Portland, Oregon mayor mulls mask ban as Trump threatens terrorist designation for Antifa. And you'll learn the mayor's running it in that city. They are a consortium of government employees, media, university operatives, and then meth head criminals that they pay $10 an hour to come out and be their muscle. That's who they are. That's what none of them talk. They're not allowed to. They're told, you keep your mouth shut. But who's running it is the Chinese government. And believe me, the Pentagon, everybody knows, this is the best the Chi-Coms can offer. A bunch of dirty scum that beat up women and children? Well, if we're so cucked we let them run this country, we deserve what happens. Stay with us.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Once she was wonderful. Once she was fine. Once she was beautiful.
She was mine.
Once she was mine.
The globalists want to capture the idea that the United States stood for true human empowerment. We're the country that empowered women. We're the country, with England starting it, freeing the slaves. We're the country that stood up against the Nazis. We're the country that invented most of the technology, most of it. We're the country whose designs and style and systems have been adopted all over the world. Because imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. But because we have a Christian ethos and a Christian consciousness, we can be lied to by the accuser. That's what the Bible calls Satan. The accuser. And Satan will come to God's people and tell them how they're bad and how they're not good and how they're not righteous And because we are righteous, we feel bad. You're right, I am dirty, I am a sinner. Well, that's for God to tell you and convict your heart, not Satan. You're not going to be perfect in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. But whenever you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough to fight evil, that's a lie of the devil. Now, I want to take a victory lap for all the listeners and all the viewers, because this isn't a pat on the head. This isn't me being patronizing. I don't want to be at the White House to feel like I've arrived and, oh, I'm there. And we put Trump in office. We were the launch pad. I'm not upset that I didn't get invited to the White House event. They brought the people that were safe there to show the world, hey, these are human beings. Don't censor them. Not giving them people the media had already demonized so they could project that onto the whole group. I agree. I shouldn't have been there. And I don't want to be there. I get snuck through the tunnel at midnight. That's when people like me need to be there. You see, we start the revolutions. We execute the revolutions. We command the revolutions. And the fact that the president tries to support and show solidarity for a bunch of great patriots is a good thing. But ladies and gentlemen, we, with our guest and your support, exposed Jeffrey Epstein. We exposed the Franklin cover-up. We exposed Bohemian Grove. We exposed all of it. And it wasn't because I was an expert. It was because former high-level FBI agents, former retired top generals, former CIA death squad commanders like John DeCamp, Senator John DeCamp, told me all this. He might have led death squads, killed thousands of himself with his own hands in Operation Phoenix, Phoenix program, but he sure as hell didn't rape kids. There's a certain point, like my uncle told me, because he was in Vietnam at that same time and then Guatemala and other areas for the Army, covertly, after Vietnam for a long time. You know those Army units that you're plain clothes, but you're never out of the Army. He said, there'll always come a time when the evil becomes so great, you finally say no or join with it. And I remember saying to him, what was it? And he said, the children. And it was all classified. He couldn't tell. He just said, the children. He goes, you know, it's the guest on your show. People running this show kill children. They don't just rape them, Alex. They kill them. Most of the guys he knew were involved in all sorts of wild stuff in Vietnam. Let's just say not very Christian. But let me tell you, they got Jesus real quick when they found out at the bottom of the rat hole was Satan. And like, oh, you guys did a lot of wild stuff in Vietnam. You're our kind of killers. You know, we're really Satanists, right? And they're like, no, we're not Satanists like you. And they all got Jesus real quick. So at the bottom of the rat hole, ladies and gentlemen, everybody better decide which side they're on. You're on Satan's side or you're on God's side. That's all there is. It's real. Dennis Hastert was taken as a high school wrestling coach from nowhere and run by the Republican establishment. And within just a few years of being in the House, he was made the speaker because he was a compromised criminal who controlled stables of young boys as young as 11 years old for members of Congress to have sex with them. Remember Barney Frank had a three-story building in Georgetown, D.C.? About 10 years ago, you can find the clip. They've expunged it off YouTube, but you can find it. We've got it somewhere. He gets on the floor of the House, and the FBI had raided his house and raided the pimps that were had a whole stable of 13, 14, and 15-year-old boys that they were in there running a brothel for the Republican and Democratic parties. You remember what Barney Frank got up on the House floor? He said, listen to me. He said, you keep this investigation going. A bunch of you in this chamber have been at my house. And you do one more thing, your names are all getting named. And they all stuck their tails between their legs and pissed themselves. Well, guess what? Trump hadn't been having sex with any children. And he's clean when it comes to that. Did Trump obviously pay off the mafia 1,000 times to build buildings in this country? Yeah, that's what you do in New York. But nothing hurting children. That's how business gets done. And they're pissed because he's not in the club where you bend little boys over. So I want to tell the globalists something. You have failed, and you have failed miserably. InfoWars is more authoritative, more powerful with who we reach than it's ever been. You fail, Senator Blumenthal, to protect Hillary and all the scum. You fail, monster. Senator Murphy, you fail, monster. Hillary Clinton, you fail, monster. Bill Clinton, you fail, monster. Chuckie Schumer and Uma Abedin and her pedophile husband, you fail. You're failing on all fronts, and the apprehension and conviction of pedophiles, not just child porn, is up 12-fold. It was 10-fold. I looked it up last night. 12-fold under Trump. Your whole empire that's taken over the Catholic Church and everything else, major universities, Penn State, you name it, is coming to an end. See, most of these people aren't even pedophiles. They've got to have sex with a kid as the initiation. That's why some of these fraternities, oh, have sex with a goat, and then next it's a kid once you're out of college. It's all the same stuff. It's compromising people. First it's a 16-year-old girl. Then it's a 14-year-old girl. Then, oh, this girl OD'd at the party. She didn't OD. They killed her. Eyes wide shut. Stanley Kubrick died for what he knew. I know the secrets. I've been told the secrets directly by his protege, Vivian Kubrick, but I already knew. So they have failed, and they're going to keep failing, and everything we've talked about is now out in the open, and they don't know what to do, and that's a beautiful thing. So let me tell you, listeners, you're the reason we're here. Everything you've done, spreading the word, being laughed at, being ridiculed, purchasing the products, supporting local radio stations, all of that has made this possible. So when the left calls up some local station and threatens them, they only get that one call from the left. They've got 100 calls from you. They got $100 in the mail. And we're running a money bomb where I need to raise $1 million. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Big media gets, you know, Vox. Can't even have our reach. It gets $250 million a year. A couple billion's been paid out to Vice TV the last few years by HBO to promote pedophilia, you name it. They're going bankrupt. We sell $30-something million worth of product a year. $15 million, $20 million to run this whole place, it's nothing. So when I say I have $1 million goal the next 40 hours, $1 million of gross sales and straight donations at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWarsStore.com, we'll probably make $300,000, $400,000. We need that to go to next launch phase. Why is it a space shuttle? I'll explain why it's a space shuttle and then hit other big news on the other side. It's the perfect metaphor. When we come back, please spread the word and stay with us. Thank you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're 3 hours and 47 minutes into the 40-hour emergency broadcast that we're doing at InfoWars.com/show. We'll go right through today, right through tomorrow, and within that, we're going to have Clown World coverage July 30th to the 31st, starting at 8 a.m. today. And every night at 7 o'clock Central, we'll have the special coverage tonight and tomorrow night of the debate, the hour before, during the debate, and then after the debate. We have Gab McGinnis joining us next hour. He'll also be popping in after the debate tonight. Paul Joseph Watson coming up, Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson, David Knight. Robert Barnes is here. He's going to be in studio. By the way, I've gotten calls and stuff like, oh, my gosh, Robert Barnes lost his lawsuit against the Covington harassers. No, that's the other law firm. He hasn't filed his yet. And he privately told me a lot of stuff about how that was going to get dismissed and how it was kind of low down what was happening. I don't know if he'll say all that on air, but the point is he represents a bunch of the folks and he's not yet filed the suits because they have 2 years to do it, but they're getting very close. We're getting ready to file suits. We're about a month behind, but it should happen the next few weeks. Our own suits, we're not litigious, but we have to do it. So let me get to the point I was making last segment, though, before I had all this other news. And I tend to open the phones up throughout the day, throughout the night as well. So thanks for joining us. Why for this 40-hour special money bomb. Can we pull the graphics up for the money bomb, please? They're at Infowars.com/show. Why am I using the graphic of a space shuttle? Why am I doing that? Well, because the space shuttle is the perfect analogy or symbol for this. It was meant to build space stations for habitations for humans. It was meant to service those facilities. It was originally meant to be a orbital atomic bomb attack craft by the Nazis, but the U.S. got the designs and upgraded it. But the point is, our use for it was to build Earth habitations, Earthling habitations in space, which symbolizes a pro-human future. Now, it got taken over by the military, and 80% of its missions were secret, hundreds and hundreds of them. And in those missions, they would open up the big pod bay doors, and they would deploy secret satellites and weapon systems and things like that. So we want to raise $1 million gross sales, and or straight donations are great because then we get 95% of the money, you know, instead of half or whatever. And some of these discounts are so big, we might make them 20% on the products. We have store-wide free shipping. I should have said that at the start of the show. And we have 50% off all the supplements. Some things are even more off, so I need to kind of go over those lists for you. I haven't done that yet, but I want to just explain. The symbol of the space shuttle means a pro-human type 1 civilization, meaning if the Earth was destroyed, humanity would still survive. So it's the next big giant step for humanity that was talked about by Neil Armstrong. And they always lie about me and say that I said the moon landings didn't happen. I never said that. And so it's another reason for me to just get out front on that and to have them stop saying that. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. I know people like Raymond Teague that was on Mission Control 1. He's on the videos. He ran the RCA cameras on the moon. People say, why is it all grainy? Because it's radio signal, TV signal back to Earth. But he ran those. It's real. And hydrogen bombs are real, and cell phones are real, and satellites are real, and all this technology is real. Human cloning is happening. It's all going on. And we're exponentially advancing. So it's the symbol of the space shuttle going up into space with a payload, because I told you, we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes because we've been, quote, deplatformed. A lot of other projects, a lot of other people we're supporting, a lot of other people that we're financing, in many cases, no strings attached, but having huge effects. And so inside that space shuttle at Infowars.com/show, where you can donate or buy products, or Infowarsstore.com, it all goes to the same place. You're funding what's inside of the space shuttle that the enemy wants to not be deployed. And believe me, I've got a bunch of really great projects that are already launched that I can't tell you about. I've got other projects that are about to be launched. And no matter what happens to me, they're being launched. And I'm expending all capital I have. And we're not launching escape pods, to keep using the space analogy here. We're launching new ships. We're launching new devices. We're launching new operations. And it's already been successful. But I mean, if we raise $400,000 of actual profit out of this to fund the operation, that's nothing compared to what big media has. The New York Times, what costs like $500 million to run a year or something? It's ridiculous. Or maybe it loses $500 million a year. Check my memory on that, how much it costs to run the New York Times a year. It's just it's astronomical. Or again, just these sites like Vox, $250 million a year. And that's pure money from George Soros and NBC and Disney. $1 billion a year to Vice Television, and it's all collapsing, and it's having no effect. We're changing the world, putting out countervailing ideas and information to the globalist narrative and saying, no, it's not racist to say Democrat cities are falling apart and have rats everywhere and are crap holes, and the Democrats skim the money and steal it. Everybody knows that. They're constantly getting caught. Trump's calling them out for trying to open the borders and saying that the Border Patrol are Nazis and we treat children terrible. Meanwhile, Elijah Cummings' district is an absolutely collapsed hell pit with basic services not even arriving, like police or fire or pest control or garbage pickup, because the government's stealing all the money. It's totally true what the president said, but see, because it's so true, because we're taking care of everybody moving in across the border, oh, we're Nazis. And oh, because Democrats are sucking off their own people and stealing all the money for services, like they always do. Oh, Trump's racist. Because they have to change the subject. They have to do it, ladies and gentlemen, because there's nothing else that they can do. Now, we're countering these individuals, and we've proven that we are delivering on every front. And if you want to see the next 100 big stories we break first, if you want to see Project Veritas and all the other groups that we have on that we magnify and that we support, all these other groups do great work, but there's really never any support for us when we're under attack. That's okay. We are all about leadership here, and we're here to incubate and help and support all the other organizations and all the other groups and all the other assets to a pro-human future. That's what it's all about. It's not about InfoWars getting bigger and bigger and more powerful. It's about defeating the NWO. It's about taking their corrupt, evil, anti-human, let's kill babies after they're born system. And so that's why I'm so proud of what this team's done, why I'm so proud of what you've done. And all of the successes you've witnessed, all the successes that you've seen have been because of the actions of this crew, my steadfastness, the rest of our great leadership, our team, and you out there. Because I want to explain something. You may think buying some products or giving a donation, oh, what does that do? This is not like giving some homeless heroin head money so they can go buy more heroin. When you donate to us, you're investing in your future, you're investing in free speech, and you're investing in an organization and a leader who will not back down at anything, who will never give in, who will never, ever submit, and who cannot be bought off or controlled. Period. Because that's getting between me and my salvation. I want to go with God. And so it is a blessing. It is a pleasure to be persecuted. It is an enjoyment to be attacked. Not because I like pain. Not because I like worrying about my family, but because they're already going to be destroyed if we don't defeat the globalists and if we don't have Jesus Christ. So I want my kids with me in eternity. I want our future progeny to have a great future here on this planet before they go to the next level. And this is a absolute dream job. I'm not a victim. I'm a leader. I'm not a victim. I'm a warrior. I'm not a victim. I'm a winner. We're going to destroy the globalist. We're going to defeat them. We're going to have a lot of other big challenges to come. As soon as we beat this challenge, we're going to go, that was baby stuff. Yeah, you're out of boot camp now. We're going to wake up at the next level and go, wow, no wonder we got tested like that so we can now deal with this. It's an amazing universe, an amazing multiverse, an amazing creation of God Almighty. And I just want to go to the next level, don't you? I don't want to go to the next level on video games. I want to go to the next level, you know, being a pickup artist. Nothing against anybody that does that stuff. I don't want to go to the next level being the cool guy at the yacht club that everybody worships and thinks is cool. I want to change history. I want a pro-human future. And it takes word of mouth, it takes prayer, and it takes money. We make it easy, get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and know that you're funding a pro-human future for yourself and your family. It's so critical. Fill the space shuttle, and I'll get the weapon system in orbit.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's a clown world still run by the globalists, but we're launching major offensives. You're launching and have launched major offensives. Gavin McInnes. One of the only people that's as banned as I, because he's effective, he's funny, he's smart. He joins us for the rest of the hour, and I intend to, later in the hour, open the phones up. Got some of our reporters in Detroit, like Millie Weaver, going to be popping in. Robert Barnes will be in studio. You know, I don't normally air a clip twice in a show, and I don't normally air the same clip repeatedly, but I'm going to do that right now, because it's so important. And it's the type of little mysteries that can catch hold and bring down whole systems. There's a lot of ways to punish big tech for working with the Chi-Coms to suppress their own people and put 2 million people in forced labor camps and death camps. That's mainline news. But they're liberal, so, you know. You know, the guys doing it are trannies, so it's all right. oh, it's a man dressing as a woman, by all means, kill all those Chinese then, you know, or those Uyghurs, Mongolians. But all of this is coming to a head. And Trump is talking about taking action. Well, the Chinese angle and big tech alone means you must take action. In fact, forget the big tech angle on censorship. You can just have all the heads of big tech arrested for espionage. But see, they're filled with old intelligence operatives from Bush and Obama and the Clintons. But, I mean, Google itself's only 20-something years old. Same thing with Facebook's not even. What's Facebook, like 16, 15 years old? Totally set up by the left, by the globalist. And Trump's got to know this. It's even in Wired magazine. A decade ago, InQtel funded it all. And so those are the stay-behind networks. So, Mr. President, I wish in the message that Drudge, I know, got to you, I wish I'd have pointed out the Chi-Com, you know, angle of that, but I just focused on the 200 million accounts that got deleted that supported you on Instagram and Facebook in the last couple days. But what about the eyes, Mr. President? The eyes, Chico, it's always the eyes. The window of the soul, as Tony Montana says. What's going on with the eyes? If you're a radio listener, you've got to go to drudgereport.com. It's right in the middle there. What's going on with big tech's eyes? That should become a trending thing on Twitter. Hashtag big tech's eyes. I don't have a Twitter account, but you guys do. Hashtag big tech's eyes. Let's get that trending because they're hiding it in plain view. Here it is. You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book, or 1949 book, I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. Beware the Elons and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun. Wonder what he knew. When I watched his promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating, their eyes are like lit up, like, I mean, they look nuts. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? I've seen people take like three hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. What the hell are they on? And one of the crew members said maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink wires hooked in their brain, because as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in. But no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in, and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here, and you look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives, when they're up there on that stage, they'll be under white lights. Their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people either have brain chips. That's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. I'm in here underneath bright lights, and my pupils are very little. Now, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny because I'm not on drugs. I've had two cups of coffee today. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? My pupils are little. They're supposed to close. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. These are drug addicts, and they want the hit of wires in their brains, and all of them have got those giant pupils.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are now 4 hours, 4 hours, ladies and gentlemen, into the 40-hour most extended live marathon broadcast we've ever done. It's Clown World 2. Clownworld.us is where you find the live feed so you can share it with people that aren't aware of what's happening. The censored coverage of tonight's Democrat debates in Detroit, Michigan, or what's left of Detroit, Michigan, after the Democrats got done with it with NAFTA and GATT and the liberals stealing all the city council money. And then tomorrow night, we'll have live coverage there with Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett, our reporters on the ground. We've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes in studio with us next hour. He'll be with us in studio for the next 2 days. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up, hosting the fourth hour, and back with us tomorrow as well. And so much more. Infowars.com/show is where you find the link. It's where we also have the biggest sales ever going right now. We're doing a money bomb where we want to gross $1 million. Now, some of these discounts are so big where I'm making like $2 on a T-shirt or $2 on fluoride-free toothpaste or, you know, stuff like that because these discounts are so huge. So $1 million we estimate will bring in about $300,000 of funding that will help us fund some critical new operations. And notice it's a space shuttle. I've been doing this a while. Why'd I come out with a space shuttle NASA design shirt in the last 6 months? Why did I do that? Because it's a payload and it's a pro-human future and it's got a secret payload and it needs fuel to get up into orbit to get its payload out. Now, we're actually paying for TV and radio satellites. So in a way, the metaphor rings true with what you're probably guessing. We're actually going to pay to do something on satellite that's important to reach even more people. But that's only a small part of it. That's one of the seven projects. I said I had six projects going that are secret. There's actually seven. There is a satellite component. I was thinking of, wow, that's even a better allegory of a secret payload. But that's not really it. Several of our operations are launched, already fabulously successful on reaching people, not monetarily, but fabulously successful at reaching people. We have another three projects about to launch the next month. You're never going to hear about these projects. You're going to see them. You're going to enjoy them. They're going to be effective. I won't get the credit. Doesn't matter. You get the credit. Because it's essential in this deplatforming that people not know about the projects. And I'm not counting covert films I'm funding. There's about 10 of those. No, 11 of those. I'm not talking about covert books I'm funding. There's six or seven of those. Those are all just little side torpedoes. But we have an amazing Christian conservative audience, not of fake Bible thumper Pharisees, but of real God-loving people, hardworking, that feel the spirit of the New World Order in their churches, but they feel the spirit of action and God and Jesus Christ on this broadcast with all of our concerted efforts together. And so everybody else can't raise money. Not all the trendies, not all the, no, we can. And because of you, you are the fuel. You're the rocket engines getting this up into orbit. And so I don't want to say the best thing ever happened to me was deplatforming. It's been hard. We can't, you know, just reach hundreds of millions of young people like we were. Everywhere I go, young people are like, I used to watch you all the time. I love you. My whole school loves you. Where are you? And I'm like, Infowars.com, kid. But it doesn't matter. I don't want to just preach to the choir. And you understand that. This is not a spectator sport. You are in the arena. So when you buy products at Infowarsstore.com, that's how we get this done. And having these special events brings in the few extra million we need from all the censorship and all the persecution and all the lies and them taking away our ability to advertise online and taking away our banking and taking away our PayPal. And then you got to pay 5% on every transaction we do instead of 2% like we had perfect credit. They put a hate designation, G2, out of Boston did, just criminally, getting ready to sue them. Takes money to do that. I got five lawsuits lined up. Those aren't even secret projects. We got all these films I'm covertly funding, all these books that are coming out. You don't even know that we funded it. We've got all these lawsuits getting ready. Those aren't even the seven luscious projects. Those don't even count. Boy, I bet the leftist stay behind networks, the CIA, their heads spinning, trying to keep track of all this. So we're not bragging. We're giving you a report on your hard-earned money. You get great products at the same time. Kicking ass. Infowarsstore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points and free shipping. My gosh. Biggest sale we've done since Christmas. And there's some other sales there. Stop the Clowns worldwide super mega sale. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. 50% off. Infowars Life. 60% off the Real Red Pill Plus. One of the most important products we've got. But I want you to experience it. Okay, I'm going to shut up for the rest of the hour because one of my favorite guests, Gavin McGinnis, is joining us, freespeech.tv, after he got banned everywhere, is successful. That is something you should all go subscribe to and support him. He always put it out for free, but now he's in his mountain redoubt, and only you can go get the info and then share it with others. And he joins us. The first thing to get to is the Proud Boys go on trial. We'll roll some of that video from New York, from being attacked by Antifa at a Gavin McGinnis event. They try to leave, they get attacked, but they committed the crime of fighting back against the journalists and professors in black and kicking their ass. So de Blasio's throwing the book at your folks. They lied and said they're a terror group, never designated as that. Trump's preparing to designate Antifa as a terror group. We'll talk about that more as well, but Gavin, this is an incredible time to be alive.
It's a scary time. We really reached peak clown world. And every time I say that, I go, all right, it can't get crazier. But then it keeps getting more and more deranged. They can say whatever they want about us, but it doesn't apply to them. Like the Proud Boys are called a violent hate group, and they beat up these guys on October 12th, according to the media. After all this innocent people did, these anti-fascist protesters, was throw a little plastic bottle. Oh, is that all? Meanwhile, the truth is that the police had dispersed these violent protesters who had been beating journalists and throwing glass bottles of urine at the attendees, who, by the way, the attendees of my talk were multiracial, Jews, Christian, atheist, black, white, gay. The Antifa were all white. And they're screaming, follow your leader, 9mm, about Hitler, and kill all the Nazis, no more Nazis. So the police eventually dispersed them. As the NYPD press conference said, Antifa went around the block, circled around the block, ambushed these guys as they were on their way home. These guys defended themselves, but the crime apparently is they defended themselves too well and were too enthusiastic about their victory. And now, you know, one of them is facing 60 years in prison, if you can believe that.
Just speechless. I mean, this is because the greatest crime is fighting the mass crusaders who we know are media people, university professors, and government employees who go out and hit people in the head with crowbars, who throw cement blocks on people's heads and quickcrete in their eyes, and then are worshipped as gods.
Well, we say, oh, there's some of them are in media and radical newspapers. No, you've got like Kim Kelly, an avowed Antifa member, writing for Teen Vogue, talking to our teenage girls and telling them what to think and why, you know, anti-fascists are peaceful people. And we have avowed Antifa members that work in the top executive class in Twitter. And here's the other thing I didn't realize until now, and especially with this trial. Those social justice warriors you saw in the 90s and early 2000s, they are now in the justice system. They are lawyers. They are putting men in cages. These grumpy feminist lawyers are now DAs and prosecutors. I'm not criticizing the Proud Boys DA. I'm talking in general here. I wouldn't dare do that and jeopardize these guys' trial. But the all over the country, these lawyers that you assume are unbiased are social justice warriors, especially the women, it seems, especially the feminists. They're judges too, and they're putting men in cages because they've decided they hate someone. And isn't it funny, too, how before Clown World, you were allowed to be conservative? Now, since Trump, if you are remotely right of Antifa, you are a Nazi. I was just denied service at a bar on Saturday at this bar called Strangelove, which is kind of like a punky bar. And just because of my political beliefs, they said, we won't serve you. What does that remind you of?
Oh, listen, this just happened a few months ago when Beto O'Rourke had this rally downtown. He was 30 minutes late, so we stepped into a bar. Me and my security guys were just sitting over there politely. People are asking for autographs. And the bartender goes, you need to get out of here. These leftists don't like you. I said, hey, you're absolutely welcome. He goes, yeah, I don't even want your money. Just get out. And I was like, boom, thanks a lot. And I said, believe me, I don't want to be in your bar anyways. Hang a sign out front telling me you don't want Americans in here.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
We were supposed to just roll over and die, Americans were, every race, color, and creed. We were supposed to just give up our media, give up our families, give up our factories, give up our guns, give up our belief in ourselves, be demoralized. But the universities and big tech and Hollywood, funded by the Chi-Coms, are failing. But Gavin McGinnis is one of the most banned people in the world. I have to say, I am the most demonized and most banned after Trump. But when it comes to scorched earth, demonizing Proud Boys that he founded, that never called for violence, just called for pro-First Amendment and standing up to Antifa if they attack you. But for saying, I don't support killing cops, I don't support hitting women in the head for no reason with hammers or with bike locks or attacking children, well, they have banned them and everybody's bank accounts associated with it. Even when Gavin said, hey, I founded it, but it was just an idea of Western chauvinism and being proud of being American. But I disassociate just for the good of the group. That wasn't good enough. And now anyone that even has Gabin on, that was even an MSNBC, Associated Press. Well, Jones, when they totally banned using my name on Facebook in a positive mention, or Infowars.com, they said, well, the last straw was he had Gavin McInnes on. So you could hear him say, I'm not all these things. See, Trump is big enough that he can say, I didn't say black people are rats. I said Elijah Cummings is not taking care of his constituents and saying the Border Patrol is horrible when they're taking way better care of these kids than Elijah Cummings does. Oh, you're not supposed to defend yourself with common sense. And so here's a minute and a half clip of just some of the mainstream media defending Antifa, who's now saying they're going to attack Border Patrol agents. Here it is.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists. And what they see in the Trump administration and what they see happening in this country, they see the neo-fascism that we see. And they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
The problem is to equate the violence in reaction against bigotry with the bigotry itself is to misunderstand the fact that when you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
There's a group of anti-fascists called the Black Bloc, which do tend to get violent. Their idea is, look, nonviolence hasn't worked, and we are going to try to stop this. But they wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been anywhere near there had it not been for the fact that white supremacists, neo-Nazis, were out scaring the living daylights out of most of the people in that town.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
Only one rational voice there, and now the violence has gotten much worse. Firebombing, shootings of ICE facilities. It just gets more insane. Of course, they were first founded by the Communist Party. Clinton used them to riot in 99 in Seattle to then attack the peaceful protesters. Turned out they were actually working for Clinton. That even came out in mainstream news. I mean, Gabin, Antifa is a deep state tool, my friend, aren't they?
They're the paramilitary wing of the DNC. And I've heard them mock the notion that they get paid by globalists. I don't think they're tenacious enough to get the check. There are plenty of protesters who get money from this group. But a lot of these Antifa, I almost feel sorry for them. For example, there's this kid, David Campbell, who was so brainwashed by Antifa that he beat the crap out of a Jewish guy, a 56-year-old Jewish guy who was attending a Mike Cernovich party called A Night for Freedom. He beat that guy, strangled him. The guy had a heart attack. Then this guy, the Antifa started beating up cops, putting them in the headlock and stuff. I shouldn't say beating up, fighting cops. He got his ass kicked. But he's looking at 15 years in prison now. Or there was this other kid. What was his name in New Orleans, Ryan? Who was facing serious felony charges for Disrupt J20. And he ended up getting so scared of his imminent trial that he killed himself. Or we have Pim Fortuyn in the Netherlands, who was murdered by Antifa activists. They always talk about Heather Heyer, but they never talk about the deaths that Antifa causes or the lives Antifa ruins. A lot of the time, this is going to sound crazy, but you know how no one kills more Muslims than Muslims? Nathan Hose was his name, the guy who killed himself. No one hurts and ruins the lives of Antifa more than Antifa, because these guys think they're killing Nazis and they're fighting Nazis, like the dummies who attacked those Marines in Philadelphia thinking they were Proud Boys and they were calling them wetbacks and spics. Those guys are going to go to jail for 10 years. They're going to get raped in prison. So this Antifa narrative, this lie that there's Nazis around every corner, is getting Antifa locked up. I mean, the organization is using the mentally weak as useful idiots they can use as pawns, as cannon fodder.
There's an article from January of last year on Infowars.com that we'll put on screen that has the headline, Obama planned martial law in Baltimore, Maryland in 2015. And we got the secret documents from a family member that had an Antifa brother who went to jail later for other events. And it was all there, how Alexander Soros funds it, how they do it, how they're trying to incite a race war. I mean, all those documents are right there that this is being funded by the Democratic Party and others. And that's why the media, the corporate media, promotes it and defends it.
Wasn't there a story where Obama was paying for buses to go and do a huge Trayvon Martin demonstration? Do you remember that story?
And it came out 5 years ago, in the middle of the 6 years ago, the whole Trayvon Martin thing was mainstream news. The Justice Department, it was Eric Holder, funded at least three demonstrations with buses sending people in there, totally staged.
Eric Holder, the guy who said you can no longer discuss race in crime statistics because he felt it made blacks look bad. I think it makes blacks look bad. I think the DNC makes blacks look bad. They are responsible for places like Baltimore. They are responsible for shattering the black family by promoting welfare. They are responsible for all of the worst cities in America and all of the crime in America and the plight of black people in America. And I think the DNC is petrified of black people waking up to that and seeing Blexit, because that without black people, the DNC are nothing. And the DNC uses them, just like I was saying, Antifa uses these poor, these disadvantaged kids methods as fodder. The DNC is using black people as fodder. They're their little pets.
And let's be clear. It's interesting that we got these secret documents out of Baltimore where they tried to cause the riots and martial law, but it didn't go as far as they wanted, that was staged by Obama trying to get a nationwide race riot going. And, of course, it's Elijah Cummings' district. This is wherever the Democrats have control, they really see black people as their slaves and are trying to get them to riot and race riot, but black folks aren't doing it to the extent the Democrats want. I mean, that is really racist. So those secret documents from Friends of Democracy on InfoWars.com. Sorry, go ahead.
I think we're coming to the end. I think black people are waking up. We never had more black conservatives. They're seeing the woke ones, are the genuinely woke ones, are seeing that Trump is not racist. And I think they're also starting to clue in that Obama took advantage of them by pretending he was part of the black American experience. If you're raised by white Marxists in Hawaii,
you're not. Stay there, man.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to thank all the listeners in the 25 years of us being on air for betting on the right horse. You bet on yourself. You bet on America. You bet on freedom. We've fallen a long way, but we're beginning to come back. I agree with Gavin McInnes, syndicated radio, TV host, one of the most censored people in the world. In fact, he's right up there in media as my only peer at this level of total censorship and demonization. And that shows you he's articulate. He's a friendly guy. People like him. He launched the original Vice, which is, I would call, libertarian, very inclusive. And because he's well-spoken and smart, they want him off air. You were finishing up with the debates tonight and the race baiting and what's happening with Trump and them saying it's racist to say that Democrat-controlled areas are hell holes and that the Democrats are corrupt big city machines. That's simply amazing. And then we're going to get into some other subjects. Like Roger Stone, you mentioned, during the break, we had the clip coming up. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. And the fact that Mueller wouldn't even deny that they tipped off CNN. Well, obviously, they tipped off CNN, but now Mueller won't even deny it. So where you think that's going next, Jeffrey Epstein, and so much more. But going back to Gavin McInnes of freespeech.tv, finishing up with the paradigm shift, the polls show it, even their skewed polls show double the number of Hispanics supporting Trump, double the number of blacks supporting Trump. That scares the hell out of that political system. Where do you think that's going?
I think that the DNC are losing the black vote and because blacks are sick of being taken advantage of. I mean, if you go up to a black guy in the hood and you go, yo, what's up, my man? Yo, he would immediately smell a rat and go, who is this guy pandering to me? And they've been doing that politically. Obama was doing that by pretending he gets the black American experience. And Ali Alexander pointed out that not only is Obama a guy raised by Marx Marxist white people in Hawaii. But Kamala Harris, her dad was not around. And she went to high school in Montreal. Her mother's Indian. She hasn't experienced the Black American experience. And when she talks about segregation and busing, Blacks can smell a rat. They can go, you're pandering to me, and that's insulting. You're Canadian. You're Indian. You don't know our culture. And I really feel like Black Americans are saying, wait a minute, why is everyone trying to dupe me into liking them with Hillary Clinton and her hot sauce in her purse? It's insulting, and it's racist.
Why do you think the head of failed CNN is so in love with her and says she's special and she should be president, and now CNN's going to be hosting this debate tonight?
I think because they see that racial identity politics have done them so well in the past that they just want to make it all about race. And they, you know, they say, if you're a white male, step aside. That's sort of the new motto of the DNC. They have hate has no home here. And they're all their eggs are in the basket that America is full of hate. And I think anyone who's gone outside and walked around goes, wait a minute, this is only in the minds of the media. As far as me walking down the street, I just see people shaking hands and talking to each other. The media has made a fake America, and Antifa has contributed to that. And it's a horrible place to be, by the way. Like, you look at the SPLC's hate map and you go, Jesus, there's a Klan rally on every corner. And then you step outside and there's some black guy talking to a white lady saying, how's your aunt? Is she still sick? No, she's not as sick, but we don't know if it's going to come back. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Isaac. They've made a fake, disgusting, horrible America.
You're absolutely right. Look at this article. DCC, the executive director, forced to resign because she's white. She apologizes because she's white. This is Infowars.com. This is not a joke. And resigned, saying white people are bad. And everyone clapped, like teaching minorities that white people are bad. Here's the article. Apologizes, cries for not contributing to diversity. Yes, really. Jaslo, an Iraq war veteran, attended an all-staff meeting on Monday to make it official for two Hispanic lawmakers, Representatives Vicente Gonzalez and Filmona Vela, demanded she step down on Sunday for not doing enough to diversify the DCCC leadership, reports the American Mirror. So, I mean, this is just going into hyperwarp, my friend.
But remember, when they say she didn't do enough for diversity, they weren't talking about her actions. She was doing plenty for diversity, but her face wasn't doing enough for diversity. Her actual skin on her body wasn't doing enough for diversity. So she was pushed out. And that's their motto. It's a strange place to be. It's a strange basket to put all your eggs in.
Well, it's simple. There's 7.5 billion people in the world, and maybe 600 million are white. Okay. Maybe there's 10% of the world population is white. And if you can teach whites they're evil and then teach everybody else that they owe you something, you'll then enslave all the white people and they're the new slaves and nothing they do is ever good enough. I mean, that's really what's going on.
Well, we're at the point now where black people are in trouble for being racist as white race. Like, the Proud Boys have tons of black members and they call it multiracial white supremacy. So you're going to start seeing visible minorities who are getting fired or pushed out for being white supremacists.
So Rachel Dalzell, who doesn't have a one drop of African blood in her, dresses up, puts on the bronzers, frizzes her hair. She actually knows what she's doing. It's like the founder of Black Lives Matter isn't black. But these folks get it. And again, they're being paid by the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It turns out it's the number one funder of the whole Black Lives Matter movement and this whole whites are inherently evil movement. What do you think's behind that?
It's all about splitting us up. It's all about separating the country because they're easier to control if you can vilify half the country and call them racist robots. And that's what I try to do on freespeech.tv. I've had Michael Eric Dyson, who you just featured. I've had Cornel West. I've had Harry Belafonte's daughter, Gina Belafonte. I've had Mark Lamont Hill, all teamed up with conservatives to discuss things. And it's one of the only places you can have an open forum like this. And when you put these two together, you realize they disagree on a lot of stuff. I found that it's very hard to convince these liberals that cops aren't racist, for example. However, there's a lot of things that we do have in common. And, you know, Ann Coulter the other night was talking about how disappointed she is in Trump. And I think Gina Belafonte was stunned to hear that we don't follow everything he does, no matter what. And the powers that be don't want us to talk. They don't want us to get to the bottom of things because that way they're not controlling the narrative. And when we are allowed to speak to each other, we get along pretty well.
Let me raise that point. Well, I totally agree. That's why they want to keep us divided. So they say, don't go to a Trump rally. They're all KKK. And you go there and you're a quote minority. You're loved. Let's talk about, and we'll get into Mueller next segment. Let's talk about Trump and where he gets A pluses, where he gets Bs, where he gets Fs. Clearly not fighting the censorship, saying he will, doing nothing, letting big tech work with China, doing nothing. I mean, he really, because he loves corporations, he loves turning them loose. He is really screwing the pooch on that. Drudge linked to our big video where, you know, I said, why is Trump committing political suicide? And that's gone viral, over a million views just on our own side of that, thanks to Drudge. Very important to cause that debate. I mean, he's not tough on the border. We have record numbers coming in, but he can't get the funding. So how's that his fault? So I think Ann goes too far. I think Ann Coulter's good overall. Trump is not a dictator.
True. And we love the free market, so we're wary of the government controlling corporations. But the big picture here is big tech is controlling the national conversation. That's unacceptable. They are censoring people, censoring one side, conservatives, and not allowing us to defend ourselves so we can be vilified, deplatformed, dehumanized, and eventually killed. That's their real goal, is to have us killed. That's why Coulter and I and you need bodyguards when we go outside, because people want us dead. Secondly, the border. Yes, he didn't get the funding, but he's the president of the United States. We should have had a wall by now. We should have a wall exactly like Israel's. It's one of the most effective things I've ever seen in my life. It's a work of art, Israel's wall. And third, we have lost the culture in this country. We've lost free speech. We've become it. Like Jim Goda was talking to me the other day, and he goes, can you believe we won? Because it doesn't feel like we won. Conservatives, if you wear a MAGA hat in a bar in any liberal city, you're booted out of that bar.
Stay there. Let's talk about Trump's report card, positive and negative, when we come back. And then I'm going to do something on air that I did this morning. Type in Alex Jones into Google web search for 3 pages. I don't show up till the end of the 3rd page. Folks, number one, I'm top ranked on my website. But see, this is how I'm being depersoned, even from searchability. And just last week, Senator Blumenthal said, I want him unsearchable. They said, yes, sir, we're working on it. Back to Gavin McInnes, freespeech.tv, in a moment. But first off, I want to be very clear. The globalists want us shut down because we're very, very effective. And they want everybody alone, just watching CNN at the airport, force-fed at the bars, force-fed in the hotel rooms, force-fed to kids in public schools are made to watch it for 20 minutes every morning in first period. That was going on when I was in high school in 1992 as a senior. They put in TVs in every room. We had to watch 20 minutes of CNN, and it was the modern CNN. Whites are bad. America's bad. This has been a long-term, concerted, deep state effort. And Gavin McInnes was just talking about it. We are 5 hours now into the worldwide broadcast, 40 hours long. We're going to have live coverage tonight. Please join us tonight. But more importantly, you already know what's going on. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, hey, the forbidden Alex Jones, the forbidden information, the thing they demonize and lie about all day. Why don't you want to hear what it is they're telling you you're not supposed to see and that they have congressional hearings about? Because the truth is, it's just great guests like Gavin McInnes and Robert Barnes that's coming up. His plane was delayed last night. He just got in right now. He'll be in a little bit later today. Paul Watson coming up. This is really special what we're doing here. Your call's coming up next hour. That's why they want to shut us down. So please, remember, we have a money bomb going. We're going to raise $1 million gross. That'll be only $300,000, $400,000, depending on what products we sell. Some donations are coming in. I really appreciate it. You can also call and make a donation over the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. up until about 6 or 7 at night every night. It's our folks answering the phone. We have an answering system of folks that take your orders as well. That's also based right here in Austin, Texas. But my crew right across the street are taking your calls right now. You can make donations. You can also call and order things if you have any questions. 888-253-3139. And, of course, InfoWarsStore.com. You can make a straight donation. That really helps because $1 million donated, we'd get $900,000-something after bank fees. We could really do something with that. But we $1 million gross, $300,000, $400,000 money will really help me hire a few more people, launch some of these other projects that are very successful already in their beta test, and really reach a lot of people. Most folks, even that work here, don't know the other projects going on in different parts of the country and the world. That's because, obviously, they think they're going to destroy me. They think they're shutting us up. I already had covert stuff going 10 years ago. So that's the way you win, is the enemy not knowing everything you got. I just want listeners to understand, it's not just what you see here at InfoWars and the huge effect, thanks to DrudgeReport.com amplifying us and others. It's you. So InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the supplements and a bunch of other big specials. Some things like Real Red Pill Plus. I don't have time to tell you about it. Just go research Real Red Pill Plus. Whether you're 18 years old or whether you're 100, everybody needs what's in Real Red Pill Plus. It's the missing link. Now, some people don't like the stimulant that's in it, so we have just regular red pill that takes about a week to kick in. This kicks in 30 minutes. It's also got healthy stimulant in it, but that's Real Red Pill Plus. Back to Gavin McInnes. I want to get into Mueller here, but you were getting into Trump and where he's done good, where he's done bad. Yeah, we're not in a cult. We need a lot of fire under his butt about the censorship and other things. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, with Trump, it's the wall and big tech problems. Those are two major problems, because one is free speech. The other is ending America. I mean, the left wants no borders, no wall, no USA at all. So without walls, you don't have a country. Without borders, you don't have a country. And that's what they want from us. They want zero borders. But more importantly, I want to talk about how complicit the mainstream media is in this radical agenda. And I think the arrest of Roger Stone is a perfect example of how weak journalism has become, how terrible everyone is at their job, and how these guys are able to get away with murder. Like this guy, David Shortell, he's at CNN. He's basically a little kid. I wouldn't be comfortable loaning him my car. I definitely wouldn't loan him any of my motorbikes. He's a child, and he claims that he just had a hunch. So he goes from D.C. to Palm Springs. That night, however, he had a hunch Roger Stone was going to be arrested. That night, however, he doesn't start his stakeout right away when he lands. He goes to a hotel. He has a nap. He has some fun. Then he gets up. He gets to Roger Stone's 15 minutes before the bust. He told CNN, CNN pushed this idea that he was there an hour before. They say he was there at 5 and Stone was busted at 6, something like that. Roger Stone's home cameras that he showed on Tucker Carlson show that the boy was there 15 minutes before. Now, that's a hell of a hunch. Imagine being so confident in your hunch that you go and nap at a hotel before you go and stake out a place, and your stakeout is 15 minutes. That is BS. And the fact that you're able to be that lazy about a hustle is downright embarrassing to all the hustlers and grifters out there. 15 minutes, and I saw CNN when it was happening, and I remember them bragging about their intrepid reporting and how tenacious they are and how great they are at figuring out things. Right down to 15 minutes. So when Mueller said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to say that we didn't link to CNN," the mainstream, any journalist worth his salt should be all over this, interrogating David Shortell and going, "How did you know 15 minutes before? That's the shortest stakeout in the history of stakeouts. Talk to any detective. Talk to any private detective. A stakeout's 2 weeks. The shortest one ever was probably 3 days. 15 minutes? How are they getting away with this?"
And, of course, we first released that footage a day before anybody else did. Roger gave it to us exclusively, and the media was so disciplined, they didn't cover anywhere in the national news that we released the exclusive raid footage showing him pulling up 15 minutes before. And here's the key, Gavin McInnes, and people watching on TV right now can see this for radio listeners. We'll repost it to InfoWars.com, the front page, just because you're making this point once we later post the clipping from this live show. That they pull up, they walk over, they know him, he talks to them, they direct him, they tell him what to shoot, and the police, the FBI, tell him when to leave. So here's your headline. The FBI was directing the CNN crew.
You're right. That's a much better point. And you look up David Shortell's Twitter, and the guy it's like an intern. Like, he just reports on local crime. Hey, there was a shooting in South Pasadena, 2 victims. The police are investigating. So this guy, who has the best stakeout in the history of stakeouts, gets the biggest scoop ever. Every single other one of his stories is just,
there was a bank robbery in San Diego that lost over $10,000.
Where's your other scoops, Mr. Super Hunch? You've got the best mind for investigative journalism in the world, and you can only get one scoop? How do we let them get away with this every day?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, go back to the discipline of the media. We got the footage from Roger once his lawyers allowed it to be released. He let us release it. We got it the day before. It was on Fox News at night. We put it out that night. A whole day later, Tucker covers it so it gets national attention. The corporate media was so controlled, they wouldn't show hours of the raid because they thought they found the footage. You see them take the camera down. It's the wrong camera. They try to find the DVR. They get the wrong DVR. We have the whole raid. We put the whole three-hour raid out, and the media was so disciplined that they would not cover it unless Tucker Carlson did a day later. And again, we're showing the footage of them directing the reporter, everything. And then the FBI lied about it. Remember that?
Yeah. And can we just go back and look at what Roger Stone, why is he being bankrupted? Why is he going to have to pay about $2 million in legal fees? Why might he die in prison? He must have murdered someone, right? He must have been working with the Russians to rig the elections. No, they asked him if he got an email from Julian Assange. This is a guy working on a campaign who gets thousands of emails a day during the campaign. He goes, no, he did get an email from Julian Assange. The email was totally irrelevant and didn't contain anything salacious. There's no juice in that email. It was just a random email.
Roger has gotten over 2 million emails.
He's facing prison to death. He may die in prison because of a typo. So our side has to be so perfect that the Covington Catholic school kids can't stand their ground. Proud Boys can't fight back if they're beaten up. I can't say anything. But they can call for violence all over the place. They can work with CNN, direct things. They got more people going to Roger Stone's house than went to Bin Laden's house. It's this odd balance. And I think I'm mad at Trump for that, too.
I know you got to go. You're going to join us right at 10 p.m. tonight, right when the debate ends Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We're going to be here covering it live. But you got to stay 5 more minutes, a 2-minute break, because you talked about this. I got the clip, but I didn't play it. I want to play the Mueller hearing just a minute or so when we come back from break, where he's asked about it and won't even deny it. And then we'll let you come back tonight again after the debates. But I want people to go to freespeech.tv. Am I part of that? No, I'm not part of that. That's not one of my secret projects. But I totally support what Gavin's doing. He's putting out first-rate TV, special reports, investigative reports, and roundtable discussions in daily news. And if you want to stand up for free speech, be sure and go over and become a member and support Gavin McGinnis at freespeech.tv. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Gavin McGinnis of freespeech.tv, one of the most censored people in the world, is here with us another 5 minutes, and I'm going to open the phones up next hour. Millie Weaver's going to be here, Paul Watson. Robert Barnes is coming up as well during this 40-hour marathon global transmission, clown world coverage of the debates tonight. But we're talking about Mueller. Here's the hearing. He got asked twice about it, but here's one of the times he got asked last Wednesday and wouldn't deny that the FBI tipped off the media. I mean, of course they did. Here it is.
Mr. Mueller, are you aware of anyone from your team having given advance knowledge of the raid on Roger Stone's home to any person or the press, including CNN?
Well, I'm not going to talk about specifics. I will mention, but talk for a moment about persons who become involved in an investigation. And the understanding that in a lengthy, thorough investigation, some persons will be under a cloud, that they should not be under a cloud. And one of the reasons for emphasizing, as I have, the speed of an election, or not election, the speed of an investigation Is that so? Those persons who are disrupted as a result of the...
I appreciate that, but I do have a series of questions.
With the result of that investigation.
Thank you, and you're right. It is a cloud, and it's an unfair cloud for dozens of people. But to my point, are you aware of anyone providing information to the media regarding the raid on Roger Stone's home, including CNN?
I'm not going to speak to that.
Okay.
I mean, they did it. They lied about it. It's all political. It's a joke. Closing comments on that, Gavin McInnes.
Then let's antagonize David Worthen. We have to mock these people. We let them get away with this, and we have to say, no, we sussed you out. We saw your hustle, CNN, and we're calling you on it. I'm sick of them getting away with lies. Like, for example, not to open a whole other Pandora's box, but the New York Post today, they talk about this bigot who did the shooting in the at the Garlic Festival. You mean the Iranian bigot who had Arab pro-Islam Instagram stuff, who said he hates white twats? They're so determined to make this Nazi America that they ignore a half-Arab pro-Islam guy who hates white people.
Oh, it's worse than that. They said that he had something on his Instagram about a white supremacist neo-Nazi from 1889. Neo-Nazis didn't exist till 1946. Unless they got time machine suddenly. Exactly. He's an Islamicist. He goes and attacks, and it turns into a white neo-Nazi from 1889.
Modern journalists are now activists. They're just Antifa, radical, alt-left activists who are pretending that they're reporting the news, but they're not reporting anything. They are controlling the conversation and manipulating data and events in order to push their agenda. And we let them do it. That's the part that pisses me off. That's what I want to end on. Why are conservatives letting them get away with this? When a bartender says, you got to go, you're causing trouble, stick to your guns. It's not aggressive to stand your ground.
You're right. Well, remember, so many listeners come up to me on the street and they go, I used to love your show. I used to watch it on YouTube, or I used to be subscribed over iTunes, and I wish you were still on air. And I'm like, I'm an Infowars.com. We have our own video, our own audio, our own podcast, our own feeds. That's how you find it. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, that's how you spread the word. It doesn't just pop up in your feed, you know, so you look at it. And the listeners tuned in get that. We've got to tell everybody else. We got to tell folks about what you're doing at Free Speech TV, freespeech.tv. Tell us about that.
Freespeech.tv is my own platform, my own ark. Adam Carolla has a pirate ship. I got an ark. And I just started this right as the rain was really coming down. We got two giraffes. We got two of every species. And we're going to start a new America with our own platforms, exposing the lies and the hypocrisy of the right and the left. But the left seems to be much more culpable of duplicitous now. But you can get us on Instagram at freespeech.tv and Instagram. Twitter, we're freespeech.tv with dot spelled out. And then on Facebook, it's the same thing. It's freespeech.tv with dot spelled out. And we put on new stuff every day.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. We're going to see you. It's always good to have you here. We're going to see you at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Texas time at the end of the debates tonight, right here during Clown World coverage at clownworld.us. We'll see you then. Godspeed, my friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Don't just claim these things. We devastate globalist lies. Satan wants to devastate our children's minds and kill our unborn and born, destroy our genetics. I want to devastate his plan with God's blessing. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can call this broadcast the Devastator. Because we're here to devastate the globalists. And we are devastating them. And Trump says the most true statements about how dare you say our Border Patrol are Nazis, how dare you say children drinking out of toilets, how dare you say we're hurting children when we're taking great care of them and we're totally overwhelmed and you wouldn't have the funding and you blocked the funding this year. Unbelievable. Just 7 months ago, they killed the $12.6 billion spending package Trump wanted and what gave like $1.3 billion for border and emergency centers. And said there is no crisis. There are no caravans. Hoping to just break the border completely. They've already broken the courts, everything else. And then they say that Trump caused the crisis. They actually engineered with the UN and Soros. It's just unbelievable. And now President Trump has come out and pointed out all of this. And they don't know what to do. He's like, Cummings, you have the second most crime-ridden, most rat-filled hellhole because the government won't Holloway dumping. They won't go after anybody. The system is hopelessly corrupt. And you sit upon all these blue cities. And they spit it that Trump's a racist because that's all they've got. But people aren't buying it anymore. I want to play a Paul Joseph Watson report into this. And then I want to come back because, yeah, I'm glad Gavin McGinnis reminded me. I was reading that this morning. This guy was from Iran. He was an Islamicist. But they found something they don't even have proof of that he quoted. It's in Paul's article. A guy in a turban from the 1880s. And they're calling that a neo-Nazi. Hitler took over the National Socialist Workers' Party in the late 1920s when it was a little bitty group. When he got killed in 1945, people that rekindled Nazism were called neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis didn't exist till 1946. Not 1890. But this is the incredibleness of even the Hill. The Hill ran a piece saying that I created the Russiagate conspiracy last week. I didn't even cover it. David Knight did. I mean, that's the new level. Like, Alex Jones and his Russiagate have been disproven. Yes, I was the target of it. But we're reaching levels of deception I've never even imagined. I mean, it's just so over the top. Remember a few weeks ago, Alex Jones lost a lawsuit on Sandy Hook for a book he wrote. I never read the book, didn't write the book, didn't lose a lawsuit. They had a public interest Supreme Court come down during their fake lawsuits and shut it down and say he's being railroaded, 1 out of 5,000, and they're hearing basically a thing to throw it all out right now at the Supreme Court of Connecticut. That's not a defeat, but they don't care. Like propaganda, like the Hanoi, Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob saying when Baghdad was falling in 2003 that they'd driven us into the ocean. We have beat the Americans. They are in the sea. They are in Kuwait. F-16 flies by, drops a bomb behind him. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report, and we'll be back. Your phone calls are coming up. I'll get the number out next segment. Stay with us.
Why is Orange Man bad today? Because Orange Man is racist.
Residents of Baltimore, Maryland are angry. Trump has called their city, quote, a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess.
Rat infested mess? Sounds like Trump is describing Baltimore as if it was a third world country. And who, apart from a disgusting racist, would describe Baltimore as if it was like a third world country?
You would think that you were in a third world country.
Oh, well. This is awkward.
Unbelievable that we have a president of the United States who attacks American cities.
You would think that you were in a third world country.
Attacks American cities.
Right, Bernie, because next thing you know, racist Trump will be telling us that residents of the poorest areas of Baltimore have shorter lifespans than North Koreans. Oh, that was you. But Bernie Sanders is just another old white guy. I mean, it's not as if there are African-American mayors in Baltimore talking on camera about how Baltimore is a rat-infested mess, is it? Oh.
We should just take all this down. Ooh, you can smell the rats. Ooh, you can smell the rats.
Again. Awkward, but it's not like Baltimore residents are on tape repeatedly complaining about rats and rodents. Is it?
Living in this house with all this, tell me I didn't have rats and rodents. He told me I was lying.
Cool. Oh my goodness. Oh, boy, that's crazy. Yep. That's common sense.
He told me I was lying. There was no rats and rodents. We just didn't want to pay.
Oh.
Abandoned row homes, sometimes filled with rodents, trash out back.
Oh.
CNN, especially host Victor Blackwell, he's saying that Trump is racist for calling out Representative Elijah Cummings for the way his district looks and just for pointing it out, basically. Do you agree?
Trump is not racist, not to my knowledge. I'm glad that he pointed out. I'm glad that he put him on blast because people in West Baltimore have been putting Elijah Cummings on him on blast for years, ever since he's been in office. He never did anything for us, like I said. If he's supposed to be from this neighborhood, like I said, supposed to be, it just, the rats just didn't come. These houses just didn't get tore down. They've been like this. If he would take the time out to come over here and see how things are, maybe he'd do better at his job.
Oh, but it's not as if the African-American woman who posted these videos is now getting harassed by leftists for proving Trump right. Is it? Yeah, oh. But it's not as if the African-American woman who posted these videos is getting attacked as a racist by CNN. Is it?
Kimberly Clackick, who went to impoverished parts of West Baltimore and made videos of trashed lots and ruined row homes with clearly racist connotations.
Oh, but is Baltimore even that bad? I mean, it's not as if PBS aired an entire documentary just last year that was devoted to Baltimore's rat problem. Is it? Oh. It's not as if Animal Planet listed Baltimore as the third worst rat-infested city in the world. Is it? Animal Planet is racist. Who knew? But it's not as if the Baltimore Sun repeatedly drew attention to the city's rat and trash problem, only to completely reverse their position when Trump drew attention to it. Is it? Oh. But it's not as if the Baltimore Sun published a story in 2016 called Trump's Right, Declare Baltimore a Disaster and Rebuild It. Is it? Yeah, they did. Trump is only attacking Baltimore because a lot of black people live there. It's not as if Trump has referred to other mostly white areas of America, like New Hampshire, in similar terms by describing them as drug-infested dens. Is it? Yeah, he did. But Trump's so racist, he's now calling Baltimore crime-ridden. Oh, really, why? Just because a lot of black people live there? Again. So let's get this straight. Trump's racist for pointing out that Baltimore has problems with crime, trash, and is rat-infested, but the leftists, who immediately thought of black people via word association when they saw Trump tweet the words rat-infested, they're the anti-racists.
Wow, did you just use the word infested? This term immediately makes me think of black people. If you can't see how that makes you racist, jeez, then you are beyond hope at this point.
But hold on a minute.
On a flight back to Baltimore, flight attendant welcomes passengers flying to the spectacular, beautiful, amazing city. Passengers cheer.
That's right. A flight attendant said some words on a plane and the passengers cheered. Rats, trash, crime, problem solved. Trump owned, racism ended, impeachment guaranteed.
It's just incredible how crazy they've gotten. It's amazing. I want to finish up the latest on the whole Baltimore fiasco, which again is bigger than just another collapsed Democrat-run city, where the services and everything is siphoned off by the establishment, where the rich in the community have set up local laws to pay no taxes, and the impoverished population is managed. This is the same system they run everywhere. And the locals know this in Dallas, Texas, that's run by Democrats. They know this in Chicago, run by Democrats. They know this in Baltimore, Maryland. They know this in San Francisco. They know this in Seattle. We shot so many live videos about a year and a half ago when I went to visit some of my wife's family who lives outside Seattle. Beautiful. We flew on float plane up to Canada, looked at the orcas. Beautiful area. But Seattle was covered with human feces, needles, just all over the place. We were staying at the Westin Hotel, pretty nice, you know, like a 3.5-star hotel. There were needles out front of it, crack pipes. I mean, I wasn't looking for this. It's like I was having to dodge feces. And every 50 feet, somebody'd scream, F you, I'm going to kill you, dump coffee on my head, you name it. Until the point my wife, people didn't want to go outside, so we just basically left early. But the reason I raise that is when I'd go by the homeless things, they go, hey, Alex Jones, I'm on heroin. I got addicted. God, I wish I never would have done it. This place, man, they only give you enough money to stay on the heroin. And then they get the left to give money for the city programs, but all these leftist groups siphon it off. I wish I could get off the drugs. These people were smart. The people on heroin were smarter than the leftists running around. Because they're the ones that are pooping on the streets themselves, not even the homeless. Because it's all about being bad. It's all about defiling things. And if you're not like them, you just don't get it. So you think it's not possible. But no, this is what's going on. They're creating this. And I don't just say this to be patronizing. It's reality. Because I'm not politically correct. In the 1920s, 30s, until the 40s, after World War II, blacks had lower illegitimacy on average, national average, than whites. Now they're up at 80%. Whites are at about 40%. Nothing against single moms, but you're five times more likely for your kid to end up in prison, three times more likely to be on drugs. I mean, hell, two parents with all the jobs we got, it's hard to run tanks and hard to make ends meet. These people are poverty pimps, and they know what they're doing, and they're running systems on purpose. And I don't want to quote his letters that are public, but LBJ is the one that created the Great Society, where they paid black women not to have men in the house and to just have more babies out of wedlock. Well, you do that to any community, you're going to get the breakdown of society. And so now they've gone from, what was it, 7% illegitimacy in the black community. In 60-something years, it's now at 80% or higher in some areas, but the national average is about 80%. 80%. White illegitimacy was at about 10% back then. It's up at, again, almost 50. That's breakdown, folks. And he said, man, these black people, because suppressing black people made them build their own factories, their own hotels, their own everything, their own restaurants, their own area, and the establishment got pissed. Not just because they were black, but because they had their own economy. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm not defending segregation, but like Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And LBJ said, we're going to have these uppity N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. And you've had them for 60 now. I mean, there's so many of these quotes. These are in letters that are in the National Archives, by the way. This is not disputed. They told folks, we got something free for you. Remember Pinocchio? That's all white kids getting caught to be corrupt, hired by thugs, and then they turn into jackasses and get put on a slave ship. That's a quick allegory of, you think these corrupt guys are giving you whiskey at the pool hall and having you do some robberies. Once they get you into the system, they're enslaving you. They know what they're doing. And along comes Trump, not liking it. And like Trump said a few years ago, what the hell do you got to lose, man? And Trump's been fighting like hell to have real affirmative action of factories and jobs and things to the inner city communities. And you know the regular enlisted is full of minorities. Trump's fought to get their pay doubled. He only got part of that. You know, I know a lot of people in the military. People that are sergeants and even above that. And the biggest thing is their wife's working a job. They're overseas. And they can't even pay their medical bills, and they're in the military. Trump's tried to fix that. That's the biggest thing you can do for this country. Millions and millions of enlisted people. And, you know, he's gotten the pay increased a lot. Obama fought increasing that pay because they want to keep you down. I don't want to keep you down. But that's what this whole system is. InfoWars believes in a pro-human future. I don't want to abort black babies or white babies or any other babies. But that doesn't mean because I'm white, I'm going to hear a bunch of racist leftists that happen to have brown skin tell me how I'm bad, how I'm supposed to kiss your racist ass. That ain't happening either. So let's go ahead and go to Trump speaks outside Marine One this morning about Baltimore. Here it is.
But if that's the case, they're fighting against their people because the African-American people have been calling the White House They have never been so happy as what a president has done. Not only the lowest unemployment in history for African Americans, not only opportunity zones for really a big, the biggest beneficiary of the inner city, and not only criminal justice reform, but they're so happy that I pointed out the corrupt politics of Baltimore. It's filthy dirty. It's so horrible. And they are happy as hell. So you may have a couple of politicians boycott, but it's all a fix. It's all a fix. The fact is, African-American people love the job I'm doing because I'm working for them. I'm not working for the politicians.
Oh, hit pause, please. Trump's hair is even more spectacular. Back it up a half second. I was on the elliptical this morning when this was on. And there's some other shots where, I mean, if you're going to go Elvis, go all the way. Trump is out Elvis to Elvis. He has the hair. There's another shot that shows it 5 inches out now. I mean, that is awesome peacocking. I mean, wow. That is spectacular. And there's some other shots of this morning. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I see you guys an exact point. Maybe you can find it. There's another shot where, I mean, it's like 5 inches out there. Yo, keep rolling to that then. Or we're going to go to break. I'm going to give the number out, and I promise I'm going to take your phone calls. Paul Watson's coming up. Here's the toll-free number. Let's get Harmon in here. He's the best guy on the phones. 877-789-2539. Anything you want to talk about, long-time caller, first-time caller, just have a point, and I'm ready to talk to you. Have a clear phone. That's all I ask. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex, and I've just got stacks of news and video clips I haven't even gotten to yet. I mean, yeah, there's another shot, though, from up below. I'll find it. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is the most ridiculous hairstyle ever. But he's pulling it off completely, and it's all the peacock on purpose. I mean, he's like a cockatoo, for God's sakes. Only person I know that did more ridiculous stuff than that is who's the Rocket Man, you know, the big rock star. Yeah, Elton John.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
One of our great researchers and producers, Allie, who's awesome and who is a great member of the team and who also is here legally from Mexico, and we love her. Runs up to me, like so many of our crew, folks legal, great folks we need here in America. Runs up to me and says, did you notice the Ford Theater in Detroit looks just like a clown theater? And I said, no. And she goes, hands me this piece of paper. If you're a radio listener, you can just type in Ford Theater Detroit. I've never seen something that looks this gaudy. This looks like a 14-ring circus. So perfect clown world. Two live coverage tonight kicks off at 7 p.m. Central. It's all part of the live streaming we have at Infowars.com/show. But this is going to be hilarious. They got a whole bunch of people tonight, a whole bunch of people the next night. They're going to come after Joe Biden. We're going to talk some about that. We're going to take your phone calls right now on that subject. But let's shift to something really serious first. DrudgeReport.com. If you go to drudgereport.com, right in the center of the biggest news site in the world, you will see an image of an eyeball with an iris and a pupil. And it says, what's wrong with big tech's eyes? Well, what is wrong with big tech's eyes? And you click on that. Well, our great Kellen McBreen, without being asked to do it, one of our great writers, his dad's our head graphics guy. Kellen's already been here 5-6 years. Seems like forever, but just a day passed. He's already married, got a baby, whole nine yards. Kellen, who started here in the warehouse 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever it was, as a great writer. He's our best proofreader to make sure, you know, he finds all the typos. But he put together a very powerful article we've added to the DrudgeReport.com linked video, Silicon Valley Elite, Drugs, Brain Chips, and Immortality, just to show you all the places and all the times they admit they're already trying to do this. And again, it's mainstream news today, AP, London Telegraph, that Japan's legalized human-animal hybrids. It's already going on. But again, next year's news, next decade's news today. So that's a very important article. And I forgot to tell some of our crew, I'm not on Twitter, not officially. I've got a covert account just so I can private message people and stuff. And that's a whole other subject. I follow President Trump, and I get zero of his tweets. And I also get what they recommend. And it's never anybody that's a patriot, even though they can see what I'm following and what I'm doing. It's fraud is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You think you're going somewhere to get a certain service, you're not getting it. It's just outrageous. We're going to go to Millie Weaver, too, who's right in front of the Fox Theater here in just a few minutes. And again, take your phone calls as well, just as soon as she's in place and ready. But I see them punching it up that as above, so below, she is right there in front of the Fox Clown Theater, where all this is going to be happening in Detroit, Michigan tonight. But again, that article is up on Infowars.com. And it's on drudgereport.com. What's wrong with Silicon Valley's eyes? And I came up with the idea. Sometimes people like my ideas and they go crazy with it and then we change the world. Sometimes people don't care. But usually it's Drudge that seems to care and he makes my ideas big and take off. So thank God to Matt Drudge. I'm serious. It's all I want to do is fight these people. And half the time I wouldn't even have any success if it wasn't for Matt Drudge. Probably dangerous for him to give him so much credit, but damn it, he knows. Without him, we wouldn't have Trump any of this. But like going back to this, he's linked to our story where we have a whole article backing up where they're going for brain chips. They're taking micro doses of drugs every day. These are crazy people. So that's up there. That's up there as well. But I had the idea, hashtag big, like what's wrong with big tech's eyes, or maybe something shorter. Like what's wrong with big tech? What are like big tech's eyes? Can we all talk? I mean, what should it be? Big Tech's eyes? Hashtag Big Tech's eyes or hashtag have you seen Big Tech's eyes? I mean, I don't know, but they're on drugs. They admit they are. So Millie Weaver coming up in front of the Fox Theater. You can see her right there. Next segment in just a few minutes. I'm going to go to some calls right now. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we are 1,000,000,000% funded by you. And when you get excited about what we're doing, we change the world. And I want to hire some more talk show hosts. Quite frankly, I have. We'll finally get some new shows launched within the month. I got a lot of covert operations going with things that we know are effective. I don't want to give the enemy too many ideas, even though they got my phones tapped. But we've got some projects that for $300,000, $400,000, we can change the world the next year. But it's not money that we have in the budget. So we have $1 million goal at Infowars.com/show where you find the Money Bomb donate pages or where you can buy product at discounted prices. And we've raised $210,000 so far. That means probably about $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 maybe, depending on the product you buy that I'll have to spend. And I'm not complaining. That's great. But we've got great coffee. We've got great fish oil. We've got great Supermo Vitality and great Brain Force Plus and Turbo Force and all these other great best-selling products and DNA Force Plus. Everything 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, or just make a straight-up donation. Just make a straight-up donation on the site, and that way we get 95% of it and can fund the operation. You want to see the world change? That's how you do it. Infowars.com/show. On the front page of Infowars.com, you can find the donate button at the top. And I just want to thank you all. But listen, we don't have like Soros that goes, you know, $1 billion Huffington Post, $1 billion New York Times. Carlos Slim, you know, gets a deal to do Obama phones for $3 billion and then gives $1 billion to the New York Times. Total criminal activity. I'm not Obama that gets $65 million book deals on books that sell $2 million worth. I don't get any of that. I just get you buying books, buying coffee, buying videos, buying toothpaste. And it probably costs, I don't know, I know the numbers. Hell, it costs $20-something million to run this place a year. And so we may bring in $40 million, but that's product. We only make half that. We discount stuff so much. And then after everything's said and done, they're suing us to try to shut us down. We're fighting and holding our ground thanks to you. But without you, I'm like a bird without wings, man, I'm done. So InfoWarsStore.com, please take action during this. We haven't done a money bomb in years. We've done some fundraisers, and we have to do these periodically now to, you know, just stay where we are. But I want to expand. I want to fight. I want to win. That's a great graphic, Stop the Clown, Storewide Mega Sale. But we should probably change that to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Put their faces up there as clowns. We already have that made up. Okay, let's go to some phone calls and Millie Weaver's on the other side. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Got about a minute and a half, Carlos. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much. Just to prove for once and for all that President Trump is not a racist and that this is just a trick to people think of voting only against the white man because obviously President Trump is not other than a Caucasian. October 7th, 1999, on CNN, Larry King posed the question why he was considering running for president and who would be his vice presidential choice. And he said, Oprah would always be my first choice for vice president. Now, if a candidate is financing his own campaign for president, and if he's a racist, a white supremacist, or any other kind of KKK or whatever, why would he abandon his base, his foundation, the people that would vote for him, by having a vice president who's Oprah Winfrey?
Sure, and the word is, he called her. You know, he said this. He called her. And she wouldn't even return the call. It was I saw it in one newspaper, like right when he was getting ready to run. She just wouldn't do it. He said, fine, you know, whatever. But obviously, she'd be a total winning combo. You couldn't beat that. That's a really smart move. But yeah, you ever heard of a slow loris attack? It's where in hacking, it asks to shake hands with your computer network over and over again. And your computer getting ready to make that handshake goes through a bunch of computing. It's like putting your hand out, but then pulling it back and putting it through your hair. So they just keep going, you're a racist. And we respond to that. You're a racist. And we respond to that to just keep us off balance and always responding to it. Great points, Carlos. All right, Millie Weaver coming up. Then more of your phone calls. And Paul, Joseph Watson, Robert Barnes, and more. It's the clown world. We're just living in it.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
You know, I've thought about this a lot. And I was thinking about it during the break. And I don't know how I sit here and bark at people. Hey, we need your support. Hey, you're great. Hey, you can't bet on a better place. Hey, we're changing the world. You're the reason all this change is happening. That's all true. But, I mean, let me just be clear. InfoWars and your support, and that means from Matt Drudge to the president tweeting out our stuff to all of our reporters, all of us are one group. Has devastated the globalist. Can you imagine where we'd be in this fight right now against the left and their lies and saying don't say America or the American flag and pulling it off Nike and the NFL and all this other stuff? Up the creek without a paddle. And this ain't a happy creek. This is a you-know-what creek. An SH you-know-what creek. And so this is life and death, man. I'll give my life for this fight. I don't give a rat's ass about status or money, but let me tell you, I used to be somebody, and we're going to Millie Weaver in your calls, who 15 years ago, I've been on air 10 years, they were trying to shut me down and demonizing me and coming after my family. And they were in the news saying, Alex Jones does this for money. And back then, I was hurt by that. Like, well, I live in a pretty modest, you know, middle-class house, and I drive a $30,000 car, and I put almost all the money back into my company. That's how we've grown it. And I said, I'll show you. I'll really grow. And we did. We exploded. And that got their attention. We changed the world together. But it doesn't matter. Money's not a bad thing. It's that I won't sell out for money. I don't care about the trappings of things. I wear a Rolex because my dad gave me one 10 years ago. And then two other people, once I wore one, gave me one. And a few years ago, I gave my dad a green Rolex like I've got. And you know what? It fits good, and I like it. These watches are popular because, damn, they're nice, and they feel good, and they just fit right, and there's something timeless about it. But I don't give a damn about the symbolism of a Rolex. I drive a Ford F-150 pickup because I like it. I could drive a Ferrari, but I don't want that. I want money to kick the globalist ass. And, you know, if I'm ever down to my last dollars and I've got to pay to put an ad in the newspaper to fight the globalist, I'll sell this Rolex my dad gave me 10 years ago. And I'll sell the other two people gave me. But you know what? This Rolex wouldn't run this place for 6 hours, the cost we have to run it. Just the bandwidth and the crew and all of this Rolex is nothing. But it's also a symbol of timelessness. And how the British 500 years ago paid a huge sum for the first person that could create a clock that worked for the military. And it's not digital. It's not some globalist silicon contraption. It's machine working that the human mind made, and it's amazing. Not an ad for Rolex or not a sponsor. The point is that we're not doing money bombs for Rolexes around here. We're doing money bombs around here. I got a tag my dad gave me 20 years ago. Still works. Takes batteries, though. When did my dad give me that Rolex? He gave me that Rolex when my second daughter was born. But I'm going to go to Millie Weaver, then I'm going to go to your calls, and Paul Watson's coming up, and I apologize. I'm just going off on this jag about I love America, I love freedom, I love justice, and I hate seeing our cities fall like Baltimore and Detroit. And I hate seeing the lies of the globalists. I want to see them defeated, and we're so close. And now they're striking back with everything they've got. Because they don't want to see their lies countered. Because if their lies are countered, they're going to fail. And that's why this operation is so special. And that's why I want to thank every single listener for what you've done. Because you've changed the world. And those aren't words. That really happened. Millie Weaver in front of the Fox Theater. You're going to be more on with the War Room. You're going to be on tonight live during the debate, after the debate, doing interviews with folks as they come out. Give us your observation of Detroit, of the Fox Theater, and what you think is coming up tonight.
Well, thanks, Alex. We've been out here for a couple hours now, and I will say there's zero enthusiasm. People just don't seem to be very enthused. As you can see right behind me, we have the Fox Theater, and over here on this side, we have CNN's media tent. Now, CNN is putting on this entire event here. And look at this area where supporters are allowed to come fill in. Look how many people are there, Alex. There's like a dozen people there. I mean, if this were the GOP, if this were Trump coming to speak, you would have this packed. There would be lines everywhere. The Democrats can't draw a crowd. Even with all of these candidates, they're still not drawing a crowd and they're not drawing any enthusiasm. I think this speaks volumes. And look at all this money behind CNN. CNN's got this huge media pit. They've got CNN advertisements everywhere. It's like CNN has written their name all over this event. Yet, look how many people actually care that CNN is here and want to even see the CNN news pundits or go there to support them and stand behind them as they report. It just goes to show they've got all this money. They're being backed by these billionaires like George Soros, the pharmaceutical industry. They're not actually backed by the American people. And that's very evident in just coming out to these events and showing you and showing this is what we're up against. We're up against big pharma and big billionaires that want to line the pockets of the Democrats and of CNN. Meanwhile, they don't have the American people behind them. They have to try to lure them like a bunch of lemmings and sheep off the cliff into supporting these Democrats who have failed policies.
Wow. You know, that's really the central theme. When you were in Miami a few weeks ago, was it a month ago now? There was no one there. You're out there. They all just looked depressed. There was like 20 demonstrators for the Democrats and like a couple hundred Trump supporters. It looks like a replay of that so far.
Well, it looks like there's actually going to be some protesters. So some liberals are actually going to be protesting the Democrat debates here in Detroit. That's going to start at around 4 p.m. Eastern time, and we are going to be covering that as well. And you can find that coverage on my Twitter feeds, Millie Weaver on Twitter or Millennial Millie on YouTube. We're going to be covering that. But there's probably going to be more liberals protesting the Democrat debates than there will be out here just supporting it. And these are going to be climate change activists that are mad. These are people that they want the Green New Deal. They want these really radical, extreme left policies. And they're demanding that these Democrats kneel to the Green New Deal, essentially. And that's why they're protesting.
Sure. Well, that's the Soros globalist funded deal, because if they get the carbon tax, they can track every human activity, totally control everything. They admit that. So you're going to have a leftist rent-a-mob acting like they're not leftist enough. I expect to see them really, as the media said, pull out the long knives on Joe Biden because he's the presumptive leader. But even Trump said it looks like he is the candidate if he can, quote, make it. Because the word is he's so low energy, stuttering, sputtering. I mean, I wonder if he's going to know who he is tonight.
Yeah, I think that Joe Biden is definitely the establishment pick. I've been saying for over a year now that they're going to try to have Joe Biden maybe pop in with having Michelle run as a vice president so that they can try to corral the black vote in America. We saw Obama Biden trending today on Twitter the day of the debates. Now, it was trending because of a fake news satirical tweet that said some outlandish quote that wasn't even true about something Representative Jim Jordan said, but it just goes to show, look, their names are trending today on the debate. Biden is the establishment pick. It's who they're going to try to shove through, whether the Democrats like it or not. And this is what we're going to be up against. But see, they're trying to kill morale. GM, the auto manufacturer, we know that Detroit is a major hub for auto manufacturing. GM has announced, and they just did a press conference, some of the Democrats earlier this morning, that GM is closing down more of their factories and moving them to Mexico.
Incredible. And let's add this.
They're trying to demoralize people in the swing state. They're hitting swing state areas and shutting down their factories there so that they can say Trump's policies have failed. And I think GM is hedging their bets that Trump will lose, and then they can still be in Mexico and they won't have to be hit by tariffs or be punished for selling out.
You're right. That is completely outrageous that they do that. But just like the fake Jim Jordan quote they put out that we'll cover when we come back with Paul Watson and callers, they know that a certain percentage of people will get emotional, get mad, and even when they find out it's not true, they still have that hate for the person, like they've done to me, like they've done to Trump, saying that Trump called black people rats. I mean, I saw Juan Williams say that on Fox News this morning. He knows damn well that's not true. So it's just so dangerous what they're doing, Millie.
Well, a group of Trump supporters, and I'm going to be volunteering as well, have volunteered to go to Baltimore in August, and they're going to be doing a trash pickup. So you're going to have MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters out there in Baltimore doing
that. And I think Trump should come to that. I think he should tour blue cities and call for initiatives to help folks. Millie Weaver, great job. You'll be popping in during the war room throughout the 40-hour broadcast that we're now already, like 6 hours into it. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead with Paul Watson. Your call. Stay with us. Joseph Watson's coming up in about 10 minutes. I want to jam a few of your calls in. I'm sorry. Like at the buffet, I overate here. There's too many of you to get to everybody. But after he leaves at 3 o'clock, we're going to have open phones, though, and Schroyer. But know this bottom line. We love you to death because you're not taking it lying down. And even better than that, we're winning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Ha-ha! Now, I want to hit a point that Paul Watson's pointed out at InfoWars.com in his article and at Summit.News. Media label book Garlic Festival Shooter cited a neo-Nazi manifesto. The book was written in 1890. Neo-Nazis didn't exist till Hitler died in late 1945. You can go read that in Time Life Encyclopedia on it that I happened to pull off my own office shelf. This is volume 24. My parents bought me this when I was 7 years old. You can go read all about it. But see, you're not supposed to actually know the history. Why even knowing about the Nazis? They're even banning books and stuff on Facebook and YouTube about and videos about the Nazis saying they're bad. Isn't that amazing? And then now we've learned that this individual was an Islamicist, all evidence shows, from Iran. And the guy he praises was an Islamicist. But see, that's how this works now. That's who supposedly shot up the Garlic Festival. And that ties into Chase the Patriot. Says there's, they're having new warnings against Christian nationalists. And FBI Director Wray, up to his eyeballs and all this stuff, he says whites are the ones doing all the terror. He calls 100 crimes committed by whites terror. But all the statistics show that's not even true. It's just, it's incredible. So Chase the Patriot, are you still there? Or just hang up? Because I was just going to him. Just drop. Boom, that happens sometimes. Let's talk to Jameson in New Jersey about taking action. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, brother, go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah. First off, I want to say hashtag big tech, big pupil.
Hashtag big tech, big pupils. That's the hashtag.
Yeah. We need to get off this timeline, Alex. I want to give a quick plug. Every morning I wake up, starts with X2 and a shot of Secret 12, and that's helped bring my dad back from low T after a prostatectomy. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, sir, these are the best, purest, strongest supplements out there. Just briefly, what'd they do for your dad? What happened?
They had to induce low T because they had to go in with radiation to follow up after the prostatectomy.
Sure.
And, testosterone helps grow tumors. And they wanted to get rid of it, so they had to shut it all down. And it, basically, they chemically castrated them. They used the same
stuff they use on little kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much, I guess. And which is freaky. That's like inducing almost like Alzheimer's, the way it affects everything.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
He really bottomed out, and to the point where the doctor even remarked, like, this is pretty low. And it was due to come back within hopefully 6 months. And it was like, okay, anytime now. And we just got aggressive with the, you know, nutraceuticals and the X2 and Secret 12 and the BioTrue Selenium was part of it. The whole thing was just trying to, you know, just throw everything.
And that's all great. Preglinone in the real red pill bottle.
Yeah, that came out after the fact.
By the way, I can't take our real red pill plus. It makes my test go up so high that I turn into King Kong. I mean, it's like, this is the real deal. I mean, my hair starts falling out. I go crazy. I start losing weight. I can't even take it. You know, preglinone is they're even trying to ban it as a drug, but it's a precursor to all the hormones. So you add that with X2. So it's powerful. I'm going to come back to you briefly and go to Paul Watson. I want you to be able to finish your point, Jameson, but thanks for the plug. Stay there. Don't hang up. Man, I'm just tempted. I'm going to be up here at 7 o'clock tonight hosting the whole deal. And after, with Gavin McGinnis and others, and Paul's coming up. You know, he's a great guy, always sought after to get on air. A lot of great points. Paul Joseph Watson's taking over. We got Laura in France. We got Chase the Patriot is back. We've got Chris and Forrest and Eric and Craig. I don't know what I'm going to do because I got Paul Watson on one hand. I got all these great calls on the other. Paul Watson looks like he's a little angry too right now. But he's ready. He is loaded for bear. He is in fuego. You notice Paul's on fire right now.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Paul Joseph Watson is ready. He's in the bullpen. He's about to come out in just a few minutes. So be sure and tune in for that and tell everybody you know. Again, the power of you telling people about this 40-hour special broadcast about our coverage of the debates tonight is insurmountable. I respect your calls. I appreciate your calls. The phone system takes 20 calls. I didn't get to them on time. Everyone that is on hold gets a free T-shirt, even though it's a hassle for a call, folks. Everyone gets a free T-shirt of your size and choosing. Give us your name and your number. We'll give it to customer service, and everyone will get a free T-shirt for holding 30 minutes. But I'm going to go to Jameson's and at least Laura in France. And I apologize to everybody else. In fact, get their numbers. I'll call them back tonight after the debate if I'm not struck down by lightning. And we'll get you on air as well. But Jameson's in New Jersey. You were saying getting Trump to take action. That's what I'm obsessed with. Go ahead.
He is not the second coming. And so he's not going to save us, and we can't beg him or curse him out and make him do it. We have to make him do it. He's the right man in the right time to do the bidding of our will. And
no, I agree. He's not the second coming, and he means well, but he's surrounded by a bunch of cowards who are being attacked and threatened, so they won't execute Jack Crab. But his hair is spectacular.
His hair is amazing.
Have you seen it lately? Up to 5 inches sticking out?
I saw that. It's crazy.
This is cartoon character level. I love it.
But the way we do it, this is our John Hancock moment, okay? We need a declaration. We need to put together a declaration of no confidence in the fairness of the 2020 general election and a resolution to peacefully disrupt and obstruct through all available means of nonviolent civil disobedience and thereby invalidate the 2020 election if by this November 2019, a year out with time to turn it around, he has not re-platformed and given speech back online so that the only way this isn't civil war at 2020 is if we can get the moderate Democrats who are not seeing what we see and seeing the truth to see the truth by getting through the blockade online. And we have to promise that we're going to make a mess out of it. And if big tech is allowed to meddle, then we're going to meddle right back.
Now, absolutely, Jameson, I appreciate your call. Laura in France and Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for taking the call. Just to say, we love your show. We love Trump. And just the other day, we were speaking about the 5G, and Trump was talking the other day about giving it to the farmers first, and, you know, it's going to be the biggest thing going in America, etc., good for the economy. We're just worried because it's so dangerous, and we wondered, you know, is he going to do this another way and then change things? Because it's just so extreme that people aren't being given a choice, and this 5G is coming whether we like it or not. And I just want
Trump is a caveman, and that's kind of a good thing. In some ways, it's not. I mean, even Drudge under my article yesterday saying we've got to get Trump to not commit political suicide and stop the censorship. Drudge literally posted under it, Politico, admitting that Trump watches TV and reads newspapers. He thinks the internet's like some little sub group like the minor leagues. No, they're the Yankees, dude. CNN has 100,000 viewers on average. That's not even minor league. That's not even high school baseball, man. The damn internet. I'll explain to him. 200 million followers of Instagram and Facebook's got deleted. One account had 43 million. The next biggest, 31 million. I added them up. It was 200 million plus followers. I mean, that is this week that this is going on. He is ignorant on these things, and I'm trying to light a fire in his ass. But, man, you mentioned 5G, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because this is something I wanted to get to and I forgot to. Drum roll, please. Document cam shot. Pampers is launching new smart diapers that will tell you when the baby needs to be changed. That means they're surveilling. If you don't change it enough, you go to jail. That's right. It puts a 5G microwave on your son's testicles. Don't worry. You thought bisphenol A sterilized your boy? Don't worry. Microwave ovens to be added to diapers. Pampers is launching new smart diapers guaranteed to cook your testicles. You think brain tumors are good from cell phones? That will tell you when the baby needs to be changed or when the eggs are boiled. The sensor work in concert with Wi-Fi baby monitor with an app that lets parents keep track of your baby's diaper situation and lets them know when the baby needs to be changed. There you go. 5G in the because it says it's compatible. 5G. Hey, son. Hey, dad. Why do I have testicular cancer at age 5? Well, we put a microwave oven on your testicles. Is that what you're talking about, ma'am?
Well, yes, of course, Alex. And what I'm saying is, does he realize, you know, how dangerous it is? I mean, I know it's technology and we're going forward and all of that. But, I mean, people are going to die, you know, just so they can have a faster internet. I know there's more to it with space and all of that. But it just seemed...
Oh, it's all about chipping the brain and just getting you used to it. I don't worry about anything. I don't just go, you know, hey, every couple hours my kid pisses their pants or, you know, they tell you, hey, I went to the bathroom or, hey, you smell it, you see the diaper's plumped up, or you check the diaper. I mean, any idiot knows you just squeeze it to see what's going on. No, 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 I've got Wi-Fi in the pants.
Yeah, I mean,
That's like putting a chip up your ass and decide, well, you need to take a shit. I mean, all you got to do, you know you need to take a crap. I'm sorry, but my God.
But with regard to Trump, I mean, what do you think his feelings are on this? Is he that ignorant?
I think his hair is a 5G receiver and he's a damn space alien. He's probably the enemy. I'm joking. Ma'am, you sound so sincere and so loving. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'd like to say I think we love your show and everything you do. And my kids, the teenagers, they watch it. The whole Trump thing, the election, we listen to your show. And I think the great thing that he's done is he's brought people the interest back into politics, especially the youngsters, because, you know, whichever side they're on, you know, they're interested now in politics. And they weren't before. And I think that alone is something fantastic that he's done.
No, I totally agree. You're beautiful. Please call me again. Sorry, the other callers. You all get a free shirt. I respect you. I love you. If you want to call back in tonight, we'll call you. Paul Watson is taking over. The illustrious, the hard to get of Summit.News fame. So glad he joins us. Paul, what do you make of 5G receivers to be implanted in the diapers to bake the genitals?
I'm sure it's very necessary. I mean, doesn't there come a time when the trade-off between higher speed internet and this kind of thing kind of cancels it out? Who needs higher speed internet? I mean, unless you're doing high quality graphic processing, if you're making a movie, why does anyone need speeds of that excess? I haven't researched 5G. I don't actually know if it's going to fry everyone's brains, but I'd be very cautious about it.
Oh, no. Even the LA Times, all the studies, it massive brain cancer. Yeah, every cancer. You know, it resonates right at the speed to you know, microwaves rub molecules together, right?
Yeah, a lot of people have been warning about it. I haven't researched it myself, but yeah.
Well, let me tell you, the studies are out 30 years ago. Regular cell phone radiation, it's not even as fast as 5G, causes DNA to break because it rubs the molecules together and it raises brain temperature up to 1 degree. What do you make of the human-animal chimeras legalized in Japan, Paul?
I'm more concerned about the Siri and the Apple spying on everyone and listening to their conversations. But those kind of issues, people don't care about them. They routinely receive the least traffic if you write a story about it or if you make a video about it. So people have completely sacrificed every last shred of privacy they have.
Well, exactly. Left. Paul, remember, we first broke that they were listening and watching to us in 2005. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson. Just explosively emotional, responding to everything I say, not deadpan at all, is taking over on the other side. Anyways, I'm Alex Jones, and the red coat extravaganza begins. Clownworld.us, 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 clownworld.us. Jeffrey Epstein, Hillary Clinton, hope you don't do it. So don't tell anybody about clownworld.us. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live with Clown World coverage of the upcoming Democratic presidential debate. Again, being held, a year and a half before the actual election? Way too early. You've basically got 18 candidates up there saying, Orange Man bad, over and over again. Compared to probably two in Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard, who actually talk about real policies and real issues. And in fact, Tulsi Gabbard tweeted yesterday her support for online free speech across the board for all Americans, no matter their political persuasion. That question's not going to come up in tonight's debates and tomorrow night's debates, I would imagine. But what questions are going to come up is the question of giving free healthcare, free, paid for by American taxpayers, to potentially tens of millions of illegal immigrants going to come up again. Because basically all of the main candidates, again, apart from those two that I mentioned, have either openly advocated for that or not disavowed it. People are now, experts have looked at this and saying it could collapse the entire economy because you would get a flood of illegals coming over. You would incentivize them to come over. Will the issue of free healthcare, which Bernie Sanders said he supported for illegal aliens, despite previously saying that you can't have a big welfare state with open borders, so he's completely flipped,
Will that issue come up? Will the issue of Baltimore come up, given that it's now officially racist to point out that Baltimore is the most dangerous city in America, even though it is, to point out that some areas of Baltimore are like living in third world countries, which again, Bernie Sanders said back in 2015, but now he says Trump's racist for saying similar things in 2019. Will that issue come up? I retweeted Steve Guest about 15 minutes ago, who tweeted this: add this to things you can't make up. A rat ran through a Fox 45 Baltimore reporter's live shot during a story on President Trump's tweet. So they were actually doing a live shot of some rubbish outside a residential block in Baltimore, talking about how President Trump needs to visit the area before spouting lies about Baltimore. And literally in the middle of this shot, a giant rat scuttles out from behind the garbage and runs across the shot of the camera. Will that issue come up? Will Democrats be forced to defend Baltimore as the apparently beautiful, amazing utopia that it now is after President Trump criticized it? USA Today reports, the president is right about Baltimore. Are Democrats really prepared to defend failure? Yes, that Democrats are now the party of rodent-infested messes, apparently. The article makes the point that President Barack Obama said then that difficult conditions in Baltimore required national soul-searching. Let's bear in mind the fact that after these tweets, the state of Baltimore has been blamed on Donald Trump's racist rhetoric. They're literally blaming the chronic state of Baltimore, which has been like that for decades, on President Trump's tweets. Despite the fact that Barack Obama spent $1.8 billion in stimulus on the city of Baltimore, and as this USA Today columnist admits, it didn't seem to solve anything. The Baltimore Sun is out saying that Trump's a massive racist and a hypocrite and a liar for saying that Baltimore's in a terrible state. Kind of contradicts with their op-ed from November 2016, which said Trump's right, declare Baltimore a disaster and rebuild it. Now they're singing a very different tune. So will it come up in the debates tonight? Especially as this happened just a few days ago. Baltimore's new deputy police commissioner gets mugged at gunpoint. Again, in this crime-free utopia. You're not in Louisiana anymore. A new deputy police commissioner in Baltimore got a first-hand lesson in the city's crime problems, getting robbed at gunpoint while out with his wife, according to reports. Deputy Commissioner Daniel Murphy had only started with the force in April after being brought in from New Orleans. He was robbed at 9 p.m. Friday by four men in a white SUV. And so he has experienced the crime-free utopia of Baltimore at first hand in one of his first days on the job. There's an article up at Breitbart by John Nolte, entitled Elijah Cummings blames Baltimore's problems on Trump and racism. As I said before, the reason that Baltimore's been in such a terrible, dreadful state is because Donald Trump tweeted about it last week. That's how it all began. Nothing to do with those hulking, rotting apartment blocks that are now basically trash dumps infested with rats and have been for decades. No, it all started with Donald Trump's tweets last week. He makes the point of this. Here's a look at Baltimore City Council, where 9 out of 15 council members and the council president, a citywide elected position, are black. And of course, they're all, every single one of them, a Democrat. Here's a look at Baltimore's mayor, a black man and naturally a Democrat. Here's a look at the guy who represented Baltimore for 36 years, 13 years as a state representative and 23 years in the U.S. House of Representatives. Since 1987, Baltimore has only had one mayor who was not black. And since the office of city council president was established in 1923, almost 100 years ago, the office has never been held by a Republican. But of course, Donald Trump is to blame for the state of Baltimore because of his tweets last week. But apparently, if that is the gauge, if that's the metric by which we declare something racist, then Google is now racist too. Headline up at summit.news, first Google search suggestion, Baltimore is a dump. Now, you know how much Google likes to game its algorithm and its search results to both alter and dictate reality. I've pointed out many times before, I think they've changed it back now, but as of about 2 weeks ago, if you searched my full name and YouTube on Google, you would expect to get the first result, my YouTube channel. And it wasn't even on the first page as of last week. It was somebody doing an impression of me on YouTube. That's an example of how they've gamed their algorithm. We know they've gamed it preceding national elections like the and referendums like the abortion referendum in Ireland to place pro-abortion content above pro-life content to literally game the results of an election. Dr. Robert Epstein has proven that that can shift millions of votes on election day. But now President Trump has been labeled racist for his criticisms of Baltimore. And yet the first Google autocomplete suggestion to come up when one searches for Baltimore is Baltimore is a dump. Now, I tried this morning over here in the UK, and that was true for this first search term. The first search autocomplete suggestion when you type in Baltimore is to Google is Baltimore is a dump. Now, other people in America have typed it in and got Baltimore is a mess, Baltimore is rat infested, Baltimore is a slum, Baltimore is crime infested. Whether they changed it after that came out last night remains to be seen, because when you search it now, there are neutral or positive results below. But still, the last time I checked, Baltimore is a dump was the first suggestion being suggested by Google when you use that search term. So I guess we have to conclude. The only conclusion to make is that just like Donald Trump, Google is racist and Google is to blame for all the problems in Baltimore. This is Clown World USA live coverage. We'll be back after the break. Now go away. Money.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on this special Clown World broadcast in anticipation of the Democratic debates, which are taking place tonight and tomorrow. And we've got the Stop the Clown store-wide mega sale available right now, where you can get free shipping and double Patriot points on a ton of great products at clownworld.us. We've also, of course, got the money bomb rolling right now, where you can donate directly to support this broadcast. And of course, we need it now more than ever. We've got 50% off Ultra 12, 60% off the Real Red Pill, and great discounts on other products, including one of my personal favorites, of course, Turbo Force Energy Metabolism Alertness. This is a powdered energy drink which will give you a pick-me-up like you've never experienced before. Just go careful with it. Probably best to start off just having half a sachet before you move on to the full one, because this will give you a boost unlike any other without that junk side effect that you get from a lot of other energy drinks. So that is available right now as part of this special for 50% off the Clown World US special, available right now at clownworld.us. Again, double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide. Please shop now. 50% off all storable foods as well. So please go there and get your products today to support this broadcast. Now, yesterday in Germany, we had another example of cultural enrichment, where a tragic incident happened where a mother and her 8-year-old son were pushed off the train tracks pushed onto the train tracks at Frankfurt train station in Germany. An update on that from Breitbart: Eritrean migrant held on murder charge over railway death of child has psychiatric problems. Now, of course, this guy was running around the train station trying to push a bunch of people onto the tracks. Tragically, the mother and the son got pushed onto the tracks. The mother was able to squeeze in between the tracks and save herself. The 8-year-old boy was less fortunate, and he was hit by a high-speed, what they call ICE train, that was pulling into the station and unfortunately died suddenly. Now an Eritrean man suspected of fatally pushing an 8-year-old boy in front of a train at Frankfurt's main station had undergone psychiatric treatment recently, is being sought by Swiss police after threatening a neighbor. The 40-year-old, who has lived in Switzerland for over a decade and has three small children, hasn't yet given any explanation for a possible motive for the killing that has horrified Germany. They were talking about another incident in Germany where they claim a right-winger had shot an Eritrean migrant. So they were speculating as to whether it was some kind of revenge attack. Doesn't appear to be so, just appears to be a completely random murder. The man, whose name has not been released, was chased by passers-by, including an off-duty police officer, and arrested near the station. The nature of the crime raises the possibility of mental illness, and psychiatric assessment will be conducted. Swiss authorities later told reporters the man had undergone psychiatric treatment this year and apparently had been involved in other violent crimes. So we'll continue to monitor that story. But also in Germany, up on summit.news today, German swimming pool forced to introduce ID checks to stop harassment by migrant youths. Throughout the summer, and of course we've had a heat wave in Europe for certainly part of this summer so far, swimming pools across Germany have had major problems with, in some cases, gangs of hundreds of migrant youths from North African countries. The same countries, by the way, that the perpetrators of the Cologne mass molestation on New Year's Eve 2015 came from. Swimming pools across Germany are having big problems with the harassment, rowdy behavior, riotous behavior, migrant youth starting fights at these public swimming pools, and particularly one in Dusseldorf, which they've had to call the police numerous times. They had to hire six security guards to patrol this one public swimming pool because they were getting so much trouble from these migrant youths from North African countries. Those six security guards couldn't handle it and they had to call police. This is not the first time this has happened. 20 police officers showed up and they had to close the pool down once again. Now a swimming pool in the German city of Dusseldorf, the same one, has been forced to introduce mandatory ID card checks in an effort to stop sexual assaults and rowdy behavior by migrant youths. They had a crisis summit between administrators, the mayor and the police chief, and they introduced an online ticket system linked to people's IDs to control who is allowed to enter the pool. How they're going to actually manage that remains to be seen, because they're not going to be able to deny people entry to the pool based on their nationality, because that would cause a nationwide scandal. And of course, they'd be accused of racism. So I don't exactly know how they're going to control the amount of people. Maybe they're just going to do it on a numbers system where only a certain amount of people are allowed in the pool at any one time. Maybe they're going to do it that way. But the mayor of Dusseldorf, Thomas Geisel, said, "In Rheinbad, we have introduced an identity card for all visitors. Those who do not comply will not be let in. It is absolutely unacceptable and inconceivable that families who want to spend their free time here are harassed by youth gangs." This controversy, in tandem with the tragic case of the 8-year-old boy being pushed on the train tracks, has again restarted the debate over migration in Germany. And I think even somebody who was in Angela Merkel's party said this would cause them again to look at reducing the amount of migrants from North Africa who are allowed into the country. So these two stories in tandem have really reignited that debate. But as we reported earlier this month, the pool had to be closed twice after 400 male migrants, how they were even allowed to get in the first place, harassed a family, prompting a huge police deployment. And then last Friday, the pool had to be cleared out again as around 60 North African migrants began engaging in aggressive behavior. Outnumbered, the six security guards on patrol had to call for police backup. 20 officers arrived and the pool was closed. Voice of Europe commented, quote, "It should be known that before the migrant crisis, German swimming pools didn't need six security guards to maintain order. It's likely that they didn't need any at all." You'd think that six security guards would be enough to maintain order at a local public swimming pool. Apparently not. So now they're having to try something different. Meanwhile, over in Iran, woman stalked and harassed for not wearing a hijab. Of course, in the West, through the hijab Barbie, through the Nike hijab Olympic headgear, the Islamic headdress is not only being normalized, but is being celebrated as a symbol of feminism. We've highlighted that over and over again. When you actually go to the Middle East, it's the women who are removing their hijabs who are being brutally harassed on the street, incarcerated, arrested, tortured. Now we have a video out of Iran which shows a woman who apparently wasn't wearing her hijab. It's not clear if she's wearing it or not, or if it just slipped. Because in some cases, if somebody sees it slip, then they call the religious morality police and then they get harassed for that reason. Of course, in Indonesia and some of these countries, they literally have gangs of cops roaming around in squad cars looking for women who are not wearing their hijabs correctly, similar to what ISIS does in ISIS-controlled areas of Iraq and Syria. Again, looking to harass, potentially arrest these brave women, many of whom are not even engaging in a protest. They just accidentally let their hijab slip. Of course, others who did engage in protest, in one case, one was hit with 20 years in prison for removing her veil during a protest. If you actually go back to the original Arab feminist groups in the Middle East, and I've done several videos about this, there was one called the Egyptian Feminist Union. They were around in the 1920s as the first Arab Muslim feminist group in the Middle East. What was the first act of defiance that they used to symbolize their movement? Well, it was to remove the hijab. Now people in Iran, more than ever, it seems, are getting harassed, imprisoned, tortured for doing so. But in the West, we're told that it's this marvelous symbol of feminism, to the point where the resistance, the anti-Trump resistance, as we've seen, uses it on their posters to symbolize their brave patriotic resistance, even though it's a symbol of subjugation, oppression, incarceration, brutalization of women across the Middle East. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back. Clown World Live.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm the sun and the air.
.us for all night long coverage. And will they talk about identity politics? Obviously. Will they talk about Orange Man Bad? Obviously. That's literally all they've got to say, apart from two of the candidates. The other 18 are going to be on that all night. Beto O'Rourke has got some African-American athletes who are inspired by Colin Kaepernick. He's got them in the audience, apparently, so I'm sure he'll be doing a shout-out to them. But is it going to translate as a successful election strategy, saying Orange Man Bad over and over again, and continually hyping the cult of diversity? Which brings me to this story from Summit.News. DCCC executive director forced to resign because she's white. This actually happened. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee executive director Alison Jaslow fell on her sword for the sake of diversity after she was forced to resign for being white. She's an Iraq war veteran, and she attended an all-staff meeting on Monday to make it official after two Hispanic lawmakers demanded she step down for not doing enough to diversify the DCCC. So they literally said, this organization at the top is too white. You're white for that reason, because of your skin color, you're going to have to step down. Claiming the organization was in complete chaos, the lawmakers demanded Chairwoman Cherry Bustos, quote, appoint a qualified person of color, of which there are many, as executive director at once. How about just appoint the person who is best qualified, regardless of skin color, you know, judging them on their character, their experience, their skills, and not their skin color, as the great Martin Luther King once said, who would now be derided as an Uncle Tom sellout by this new feverish, hysterical, progressive left.
That's racist. Martin Luther King's racist.
So she actually held a meeting with the staff, during which she cried and apologized. So she was literally blubbering and crying and apologizing for being white and not supporting diversity strongly enough. She subsequently submitted her resignation on her birthday before releasing a statement on Twitter in which she again genuflected and blubbered about being too pale and stale, apparently. And even Democrats appeared to be shocked by the development.
One tweeted, quote, you had to resign because you're white. This is why they blew it in 2016. So even some of them realize that the identity politics, though it may work longer term with changing demographics, doesn't look like it's going to work this time around. Another one said, it's not reverse discrimination. This is just straight up discrimination. Another one said, happy birthday. Sorry, you're white. So she literally had to resign, not just resign, but apologize and cry in front of her entire staff for the crime of being white. This is the new Democratic Party. This is the direction in which they've chosen to head. Whether that's going to translate into an election victory remains very much in doubt. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein, an economist, has predicted that he will be killed in jail. Now, this is interesting because this prediction, the initial prediction, was made before he sustained those jail injuries last week, which, of course, the media claimed was a potential suicide bid, but there was no real evidence for that. In fact, the cellmate who Epstein is being detained with, at least before he's convicted, claimed that he had earbuds in and didn't hear the commotion, didn't hear somebody or Epstein himself trying to choke him. So if you believe that, you believe anything. But now the economist Martin Armstrong has predicted that Jeffrey Epstein will never see a trial because he will be killed in jail to hide connections to powerful people who are complicit in his sex trafficking crimes. Armstrong notes that Epstein is being housed in the 10 South unit in New York City, otherwise known as the Hole or America's Guantanamo, where terrorists are kept to, quote, cut them off from the world with no regular access to visits or telephones. So the conditions are so bad that suicides by desperate federal inmates are not uncommon. So they may be trying to drive Epstein to suicide. But then Armstrong notes also, quote, inmates are often killed by others as a cover-up, so the government can blame them, but strangely, they manage to get some sort of deal. And he's suggesting that Epstein's cellmate, who faces a death penalty, may indeed get one of those deals if he's complicit in or turns a blind eye to Epstein's suicide. And of course, this prediction, as I said, was made before he sustained those injuries, which the media claim was a potential suicide bid. Given the number of high-profile people who will be embroiled in the fallout, Armstrong asserts, quote, I do not believe that Epstein will ever see a trial. He will be killed one way or another. Epstein will hang himself, so they will say, or be killed by a fellow inmate who will take the blame for time off his bid. Now, of course, Ann Coulter, last week we reported that she's advising the Bureau of Prisons to move Jeffrey Epstein to a supermax facility so that, quote, the people who want him dead won't be able to hide their complicity in his sex trafficking crimes. And as Armstrong notes, it goes way above just the Clinton angle, given the amount of powerful names in his special little black book that are potentially going to be exposed as a result of this trial. Will he ever make it to trial? Well, according to one of the victim's lawyers, that's probably not going to happen. Headline, Epstein in danger of being murdered by powerful people before his trial, says victim's lawyer. This is Spencer Coovin, who told the Sun newspaper, quote, I question whether or not it was a true suicide attempt that Mr. Epstein was involved in, or whether or not there may be some powerful people who just don't want him to talk. He questioned how Epstein could have choked himself, adding, there's no doubt in my mind that no jail will protect you when there's powerful people that want to reach you wherever you are. And he actually mentioned a similar case, probably not involving underage children, but a sex trafficking case nonetheless, which was a 1959 case called the Profumo Affair, where socialite Stephen Ward, this was in Britain, was put on trial for procuring young women for the British elite, but killed himself before the verdict was announced. So a very similar situation where he had a list of clients very high up in the British establishment who did not want to get exposed, and he ended up dead. This lawyer for the victim said, quote, we know that Mr. Ward, who was involved in that affair and the procurement of women for some notable people, was given bail and committed suicide while out on bail. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Mr. Epstein attempts again to set out on bail, and if he does, whether he survives between now and the day of his trial. Interestingly enough, Mr. Coovin, the lawyer for Epstein's victim, one of them, noted that these kind of eyes wide shut style sex parties attended by masked men, most of them, of course, elitist, as we saw somewhat infamously in Eyes Wide Shut, the Stanley Kubrick film back in the late 90s, have been taking place for over 50 years. And of course, the Epstein sex trafficking ring is the perfect example of that. And if you've seen the movie, then the fate that awaited some of those characters in that movie could potentially await Epstein himself, according to that lawyer. Meanwhile, two Somali refugees arrested for planning ISIS attack inside US. One of them had a residency permit. The other one was still clarified as an a refugee. And they were basically caught trying to travel to Egypt to join ISIS and to carry out terror attacks in Egypt. The plan was if they'd failed to get out of the country, they were going to commit an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack inside the United States. They tried to board a flight at Tucson International Airport in Arizona, but were caught by FBI agents because, again, as per usual, people call this entrapment, but this is what the FBI does. They pose as ISIS recruitment agents to try and ferret out these people. Once they start talking to them, then they close the net. So those two refugees have been arrested planning a terror attack. Meanwhile, journalists fired from contributing at NPR over Antifa activism. You've got to give props to NPR. They've actually established themselves, at least with this act, as a journalistic outfit and not an activism outfit, because a columnist at Teen Vogue has been dumped from her position as a contributor to NPR over her ties to Antifa, which, of course, Donald Trump suggested that they're considering characterizing as a domestic terrorist group. He made that tweet over the weekend. So she's on Twitter whining about the fact that she got canned by NPR. Well, don't support a domestic terrorist group whose members literally tried to massacre a bunch of ICE agents, and then maybe your journalistic credibility will be more respected by the likes of NPR. But I'm sure there's a cushy job waiting for Kim Kelly over at CNN, who, of course, have repeatedly failed to denounce Antifa, as have much of the Democratic Party and the progressive left. That's going to wrap it up for this segment. Owen Schroyer is coming up live. Clownworld.us live debate coverage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.